you motherfuckers. My eyes.
This is my penthouse. It's like a penthouse.
Welcome to the Weekly Roast and Toast here on DoubleToast.com with Corey Martin and sometimes Billy. Let's take a roll of the dice and see if old Black is up in it.
You can at least say, and most times.
No, I would say, and hardly Billy. You better be glad you got sometimes. Oh, but shit, we won. Hey, he's here, man. How you doing?
Doing just fine.
We won again today. You won. How you doing?
Hey, blowing them dice, baby.
That'll, come on, Billy. Come on, Billy. God damn, he's here. Martin Thomas, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, how you doing? Are you cool, man? We good? Get that breeze going through?
Barely.
Okay.
A little bit more would be nice.
Okay, well, I'll get yourself there.
I'll slip with it as
yeah, is. Yeah, you be all right, shit. I'm controlling shit now.
When are you not controlling shit?
Never.
Exactly.
Never.
I'm the captain now. You're always the captain.
No,
we made you the captain.
No, shit, I've been the captain, goddamn.
Should go get his little paper hat.
Should I wear it sideways or buckle?
Oh, come on, man.
And stick your hand in your shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Get Jerry McCarthy's pipe.
I'm Corey Coleman, y'all. How y'all doing? As I said, I got Martin over here, AYU, and sometimes Billy. How you doing, man?
For
good
you,
to see you. Good to see you, man. Looking good today.
All right.
No, man, what
you're
mean,
looking
right?
Good.
Yeah, man. Appreciate being it. Serious. Being serious. Hey, I want to apologize to everybody. Two things happened tonight. One, had no idea that that twist in glass would take another goddamn 30 minutes.
Yeah, there was a point I thought it was about to end, and it was like, oh, no.
I'm trying to come back.
Here's all the stuff I really wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
You couldn't have done that 30 minutes ago?
Here's a twist. You ain't going home yet.
God damn.
All right.
Was that bad?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not saying it's bad.
That long.
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying it's good, but it was long.
It was long.
And I looked up the time, and it went way longer than what I saw. So, yeah, we had a little bit of time that we had to stay there, and I set the show for 9:30, but that Martin came up to me, he's like, what time the show start? And I was like, man, 9:30? And Martin like, well, shit, nigga, it's 9:39. It's 9:39. Yeah. We good, Felix? All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. He's the real captain. Can't do nothing. But, one day I just – because Felix, he comes in and gives me a thumbs up, and he does not sit down until I say, okay, I just want to do the whole show and see if he's just going to be up there the whole time. And then at 3 hours later, hey, we good? Thanks.
Otherwise, come on, Corey. He'd give you the thumbs up, sit down, you wouldn't see him. He'd be like, God damn, Felix, I asked you to do one fucking thing.
No, but one day I'm going to see him. I'm going to see him. I'm just not going to do anything.
He's going to come on, bro. Got to work out.
Yeah. Felix's going to be up there for 3 hours.
Go to the gym.
Just sweating, man.
Oh, just sweet release.
Yeah, show is here. We're ready to go. And no, the other thing is, I don't know what happened, man, but computer would not start. I even had my man over here, DJ Miles. He said, I want to do a pre-show for you. And he came in, tried to start, and the computer said, nah, that's all right. Well, we are full of twists tonight. M. Night Shyamalan's the computer.
The computer said, we'll just wait for Corey. That's good.
When I got here, the computer said, yeah, fuck you too.
Yeah, you said 9:30, oh. Goddamn it, you mean 9:30.
Yeah, the computer was almost like that, like, you're late.
You're late, motherfucker. Yeah. Now I'm going to take my sweet ass time.
Yeah.
I'll boot up when I feel like it.
Yeah, the computer's like, I'm still on break. Yeah. All right.
It's in the corner smoking.
Yeah.
With a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're here now. We have to reboot everything. M. Night finally let us go, and here we are. And tonight is going to be cool because, you know, everybody – well, people were about to tear shit up. They were about to go over to L.A. and burn down Marvel Studios. They said, you better give us that trailer. They ain't talking about a trailer for Spider-Man. People were actually making threats.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, like they're going to do something.
Right. Yeah. You know what you going to do? You're going to go see this movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock instead of 9:30.
Yeah.
Mama.
I love the way people just talking shit about this Spider-Man trailer. You got one more day, Marvel, one more day. And Marvel like, oh, what? What, you just going to wait another day?
You going to bust that into tears?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's not the point.
Yeah. Look, Marvel, this shit's getting old. Yeah, about to get older. Sit your ass down. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to tell you one more time.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to tell you again.
But the Spider-Man trailer is finally here. This time he's far from home, Martin. And we have the trailer for that. Well, they say it's a teaser, but it's really a trailer for y'all. You know, it's trailer number one.
I can't even.
Oh, that's good. It's an extended teaser. Man, so it's almost a trailer.
Mark, it's a trailer.
Okay.
Shit, I'm tired of I'm tired of splitting these goddamn hairs. It's a trailer. All right, they're putting on teaser. It's just 2 minutes long. What's the next trailer going to be? 5 minutes? No, it's going to be another 2 minutes. It's a teaser, goddamn it. I mean, it's a trailer. She got me confused.
Marvel's like, yep. I was going to say something. I was like, nah. I'm going to see if he can correct it himself.
Duck season. Rabbit season.
Yeah, Marvel got me too. It's a teaser. Fire.
teaser.
Nah, man. Got me confused. It's a trailer, goddamn it. And I'm sticking with that.
That 10-minute teaser coming out.
Yeah, Trump. That's all I'll say. He got some news of the week. Trump is up there.
You mean a day?
I don't know if he did something today, but what he did yesterday, I am still laughing about every time.
Oh, yeah.
No, we
and just as happy? Posing with his shit? Like
oh,
this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about that. I hope we're all on the same sheet of music. But the reason why I'm going to talk about it, because some people out there, it happened yesterday evening, all right? Yesterday afternoon. And so today it kind of blew up on the news, and people are trying to defend this.
Yeah, I know. That's what's even funnier.
People are, y'all actually, you know what? I was going to let it go, but God damn it.
I felt the same way. Every time somebody tried to defend it, I was like, okay, I have a rule. If I say something, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to come back. But, you're making this hard.
Well, I was going to let it go. I said, we ain't talking about this shit because people say, can we just please stop with Trump? Not if he'll stop first. Yeah. He just does something more stupid every day. And people trying to defend it. And I'm here to I hate to have to fucking do a segment to explain to you why that's stupid. But here we are. I mean, I hope I'm not alone.
If we talk about the same thing, you are not.
Okay.
I was going to say, man, you ain't. No.
Okay. Because there was a whole lot of people defending today. I was like, well, maybe.
What, about 20?
That's too much.
Yeah, that's 20. No, that's 20 too many. I'm just saying.
It was one of those things where I got
down. I think it's pretty universal.
When I got down to the 20th comment, that's when I was like, well, maybe it's me.
No.
Okay.
Just take another look at the picture, let on. Tell me if it's you. Smile like a fucking idiot. Man, I wish we could talk about this shit first.
I know. I know.
We'll get to it.
I know. It's all right. I'll calm down.
Go get yourself a burger.
What kind?
I mean, first you got to win a national championship.
Right.
But yeah, we'll.
This shit looking cold now.
Well, we are living in a goddamn sitcom. Do you realize that the shit ain't that funny?
It's funny, but it's not. I'm not denying.
Because I had stopped laughing, and I was like, it's not funny. People being hurt and being inconvenienced, and this is not funny at all.
No.
But that broke me. I was like, okay, this is funny.
Well, this is the darkest comedy we ever done seen.
I thought people were fucking with me today at rehearsal.
I thought it was too. I thought people were fucking with me until I started reading more and more.
Until he came up, he was like, da-da-da. I was like, man, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, hold you something.
No, I ain't saying nothing yet.
I'm just saying, because he's like, man, because you're ready. It's almost like a dude like, man, let me go. I'm about to beat this motherfucker. No, I'm sorry.
No, I'm cool. No,
you know what? Fuck that shit.
Martin, catch him. Captain, you going back to jail. Oh, let me see. Doing this shit, doing a motherfucking shutdown, somebody said, and tried to use that as an excuse. Oh, I'm doing it now.
Yeah,
let me hold off. Let me just go ahead and holler at y'all real quick so we can get this going. Oh, good to have you. I got a good studio in here tonight. Good to see y'all. What's going on? Anthony, return of Anthony.
I know.
I'll talk to Anthony a little bit.
The surprise return of Anthony.
Yeah, man. Anthony and I used to hang back in the day. It's good to see you. I heard you was dead, but he lives. He is here. Good to see you, man. Glad to have you back.
You ain't seen him. He got to be dead.
That's how my mind works. You ain't called me, shit. You mean you don't know how I'm doing?
He takes out of sight, out of mind to the next level.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, if you ain't asking about me, then you must be dead.
Must be dead.
Yeah. I'm sure you're not doing better things with your time. Good to see you, though, Anthony. Good to see you.
Speaking of Trump, and I'm just saying.
Boy, I would ask Billy how he's doing, but the chatter already answered for me. He said he's having a handsome day. Ding. Dang. Just Billy, how you doing? Just being honest. That's not an answer.
Yeah, you can't complain about memes like that.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All right, you better not.
Yeah, get on them up. Let them know.
Okay, what's happening?
I wish you would say something about that.
Yeah. What's happening? Man, stop. Billy, shit.
Just being handsome. That's not an answer, man. I never said that.
Jesus,
you,
Billy.
You ungrateful bitch. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
This fucking guy.
I know.
Jesus Christ, man.
How all right, doing? Man, fuck you.
Oh, but let me put y'all back up there. How y'all doing? Let me go ahead and welcome all of y'all on the tat-a-tat-tat. How y'all doing today? Good to see you. I think that's the best picture you've ever taken, Billy, right there.
Yeah, she used that for your profile.
Yeah. Drugs. Spider-Man's on the. He's on that spider shit right now. We're going to be talking about him in a little while. And let me see. Yeah, everybody wants to hear about that Spider-Man. We're going to get on with it. Chat.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, I finally saw Spider-Verse last night.
What'd you think?
I thought it was great. Loved it.
Yeah, that's what you better say. Don't want to hear nothing else.
Nobody wants to hear nothing else.
No, it was good.
I loved it.
Yeah, did you go by yourself?
Aside, huh?
Did you go by yourself? Yeah, because I showed my wife the trailer, and she was like, oh, this looks kind of good. I'm like, yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you as the last three goddamn weeks.
Well, that's the thing. I hadn't gotten around to seeing it, and that's why I went by myself. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go right now for these theaters. So, yeah.
No, I was telling
her. I loved it.
Yeah, last night we were doing like an after show. We might do a Twitch after show tonight. I've been getting back into those again. I just don't have the right equipment to do it here like we do at the house. But I was for 3 weeks I've been trying to get my way. I was like, I really think I like this movie. Hey, superheroes, I don't like that shit. And then last night we pulled up. He's like, oh, this looks really nice. And I was like, anyway, go see it by yourself.
Who's that spider cow? He's so cute.
She told me, I told him, Ken Voorhees gave us this here, Spider-Ham. He knows I love Spider-Ham. This is the spin-off I'm looking for. And my wife, she told me, she said, don't you bring that shit to the house.
You have too much shit.
Yeah. You'll see a bag right over there. You see that grocery bag? She actually, it was almost like she was kicking me out the house. She packed all my nerdy shit up in that bag and just said, get this shit out.
Get your shit. Do something with this.
Yeah.
She put waiting to exhale on your ass?
Yeah.
Like Angela Bassett?
Get your shit.
Before I set that little pig on fire.
You better get life fluid in one hand and your bag in the other.
Yeah, about to set my
right answer or wrong answer, motherfucker.
Yeah, about to set my PlayStation on fire. She said, no. So you're like, you know, mature Corey can stay, but childish ass, nerd ass Corey got to get the fuck out.
She threw your Peanuts books at this.
Oh, she knows better than that.
Okay.
That was the one thing she picked up, and I said, bitch, put it down.
Yeah. You said, bitch?
I said, bitch. Mark, because I knew you were going to ask me. Yeah, but you said bitch right there. Yeah, man.
All right, we're going to start over again.
We'll edit this out. Yeah, I know. let me see here. And let me go ahead and welcome the rest of these folks. Did I say hi to the chat? If I didn't, well, there you go. How y'all doing today? Good to see you. Good to have you here. And yeah, somehow that meme has still survived. And let me go ahead and welcome the other folks up in here. And I'm talking about the folks at home who we hope to get here one day in the studio. You know, we got two stink-ass couches for you, which I will remind you of in a little bit. But until then, until we can get you up in here, we won't be happy about it, but we will accept an email. So please pop open that keyboard and type in for us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz at gmail.com. Email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and or advice. Want to be part of the show this evening, as I'm asking you to. In that email, put your phone number in there, put your Skype contact in there, press enter, bam, up in your home, hollering at you, the only host in the world, do the house calls. On Twitter, type in double toasted. On Instagram, type in double underscore toasted. On Facebook, we are back to double toasted. But if you want some private time with me, type in corey.coleman.5. If I'm too busy out there hollering at folks, Mr. Thomas.
On Twitter and Instagram at martin_nofro. Or just look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you want to find Billy, good luck.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. Find his ass up in here in the Double Toaster Studios. World famous, if you will. Now with two stink-ass couches. All you got to do is email us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. Because you know you're going to be visiting Austin. You have visited Austin. And just like everybody else from the West Coast to the East Coast, you got a little bit drunk and just couldn't find your way back home. So you said, I think I'll stay. We used to hate that. But now we're cool with it. But we are not cool if you do not come down here and watch a show with us. So please, in that email, put your phone number, put your Skype contact, information about when you're coming, when you're going to be here, all that good stuff. Details. Give us details. We'll send you back some details. We are going to, look at this. This is coordinate with each other, and that way we can accommodate you. Yeah, yeah.
Coming to a Walmart near you.
In the bargain bin at the bottom.
Yeah. I used to try to do. You ever heard that? You ever heard that knock knock joke? Knock knock. Who's that? Little old lady. Little old lady who? You know, and they're like, oh, are you a your lady? I used to try to do that. I used to try to do that with my mom. She did not know knock knock jokes. First of all, she didn't even get in the first. She didn't get past the first part.
Yeah, knock knock. What you want?
Yeah, knock knock. Who? What? What you want?
Who is it?
Yeah. Knock, knock. Gone. I don't want none.
Knock, knock.
Stop slamming my goddamn screen door.
We not
That's my
here.
Grandmother.
And then to
that. I was slamming the screen door.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Yeah, who's there? I got to say, who's there? Little old lady. Well, what she want?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean Gladys down the street?
Yeah, damn, mama. You know.
Well, which one, Corey? I know a lot of little old ladies.
Yeah. She bring them little wife as I asked for?
Yeah. Knock, knock. Who's that? Little old lady. Boy, you better get the fuck away from calling me that. It's not you. It's not fucking them. just forced to joke myself. Little old lady, God damn it. Oh, got you.
Mama, you're supposed to say little old lady who? Oh, Corey, you can yodel?
Legs Mama, you're supposed to say. I'm supposed to say nothing. I pay the bills this motherfucker.
Oh, let me see. Let me see what we got here. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Hey, you forgot Julian over there.
Julian? Oh, no, I didn't forget him. What about him?
Damn.
Hi, Julian. That'd be good shit. See him on there.
Okay, so it's Thunderdome today.
So?
Yeah, we let him go to a movie. What more do you want? Oh, you want a hello? Hi, Julian. Shit. Shut the fuck up.
I like it, by the way. Julian ain't said one goddamn word. He ain't said one word.
Let's keep it like that.
I know. So he ain't nobody. What do you want?
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck you.
It's always talking shit.
Yeah. You like, huh? What? Man, don't ever bring him up to me like that again. Shit.
Put him on Front Street. Yeah.
Making me mad at him like that. Oh, you special today, Julian. Right. Hey, Julian, want to come out and take a bow? Come on, man. Come on. No, come on. The camera can't see you. Come on, take a bow. Hey, you go, Julian, everybody. Julian. That's who gives a fuck? Sit down.
Yeah, Julian, you gotta learn, man, when something smells like a trap, it probably is.
I can't believe you even fell for that shit.
I know.
I'm like, don't get up, dude.
I wish I could have seen him, too. I said, Julian, come on. Like, oh, no, it's okay, man. Come on, Julian.
No. Hey, Julian, get up. Okay. Now, sit your ass down.
Oh, good to see you, though, Julian. No, I'm seriously, man. I didn't forget you. You're just not on camera. I didn't see you over there.
It's a verbal equivalent of a big cartoon bear trap on his leg right there, just trying to shake it off.
Yeah. No, it's good to see you, Julie. And good to see Anthony, man. Boy, Anthony, the only one. Anthony had some adventures. I ain't going to go into details, but I will tell you something. Anthony is the only person that has been a supporter of what we've done that I almost got physically into a fight with that did not remember. you don't remember this at all?
No. I know I remember. I'm just trying to think if there's anybody else you almost got into a fight with.
No,
I guess he's
not. I might have gotten into arguments,
right,
but not into a physical altercation,
right?
Like
right.
I did with Anthony. Anthony, you have no memory of that, do you? No, it's okay. No.
He means he's sorry he showed up today. Bring it up every time he comes in here.
No, I have some good memories of that, man.
What was
even,
that?
This was like about 2 years ago, man. Oh, 2 years. Was it about 4 years ago? Wow.
I was doing something like 10 or 15.
And I remember fondly, man, because I sit back with my wife sometimes. I was like, man, you remember that time that me and Anthony almost beat the shit out of each other? Those are good times, man. I wonder what the old boy
doing
that
guy.
Now.
Where were y'all at?
In the middle of somebody's yard. In the middle of a stranger's yard somewhere.
It's actually classy.
Man,
take a white glove off and challenge it to a duel.
It was not that civilized. I can't believe, you know, it was kind of crazy too, because he doesn't remember any of it. But I will tell you though, it was, and don't nothing make it closer than when you almost get to that.
Oh, sure.
Beating the shit out of each other. Yeah, we were driving down the road, and he said something to me in the back seat of a car, of my car, and I stopped and pulled over somebody's driveway and pulled him out in the grass and said, "Say that shit again, goddamn." I don't even remember what you said.
I pulled him out.
I like mayonnaise better than ketchup. The fuck?
He's probably saying, yeah, Corey, you drive like a bitch.
Yeah. Well, I can pull your ass out this car like a bitch, too. No, I put,
say that shit again.
Yeah, no,
you're a dead man.
It was something. I don't even remember what it was, but I remember I just pulled up in somebody's driveway and just yanked his ass out the car and put him up in somebody's yard. I'm like, say that shit to me again. You hear me? And my wife was like, get in the fucking car for both y'all get shot. I don't give a fuck no more. You don't talk to me like that. I'm trying to do him a favor. Hurt my feelings.
Good times, Anthony.
That was a long time ago.
Oh, that was a long. No, Anthony, it's good, man. How long are you in town? You're like, I'm leaving right now.
Yeah, he's like,
here for work.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No, it really is good to see. No, it is. It is. I used to see, man, Anthony, I got to tell you something. Anthony just, we would go places and girls would just flock to Anthony.
Look at him.
Yeah, I'd be sitting up there just looking at him. That's why I yanked his ass out the car. Hey, man, I got that girl's number. The fuck you say? It should have been me.
What's wrong with me, baby? What's wrong with me?
No, man. Even some dude came out the yard. Hey, what the hell are y'all? Jesus, that guy's handsome.
Well, I'll kill you,
and
man.
Don't you play the guitar also? Yeah, see?
He didn't play in front of people, though. You know, he would just sit there. He just sit there, just as you say, Billy, just being handsome. How do you pick up girls, Anthony? Well, they call it existing.
Oh, no, they just come to me. That doesn't happen for the rest of you guys.
Living in the bubble.
Man, yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah, Anthony, what's your secret? Well, it's called just being born.
Yeah, I just walk into a room and sit down.
I wake up and breathe.
That's what everybody does, right?
Exist, right? Yeah.
It's just called living, man. It's called existing, you know? You got it down. You're breathing.
I mean, you know, you walk into a bar and a girl buys you a drink, and then the next thing you know, you're going home with her.
Right. They don't kick off your heels and run after you?
No. You got it mixed up. No, you went too many steps. You just go to the grocery store and just say hi to the cash register lady and you just take her home.
she quits her job right then and there.
Yeah, that's all you do. No mace in the face or nothing like that? Okay.
What's mace?
Nah, he's a good guy, though. Glad to see you here, man. Glad to see you. Like, leave me the fuck alone. You're not even looking at me. Like, yeah. Yeah, you had to say. You said what you had to say, man.
Just move the show along.
Yeah. He said, what's up?
Where are you from, Julian?
Downtown Dallas.
Nice, man. So you in for just hanging out? Vacation. Nice, man. Nice. Well, glad to have you here, man. We'll talk to you in a little bit. Oh, let me see here.
Both of you guys leaving Friday? Good. Weather's going to get bad Saturday.
Oh, I thought you meant good. Like, yeah, get the fuck out
no,
of
no, town. No, no, no.
Like,
I mean,
damn.
Not at a good,
good
time.
God damn it.
The weather's going to get horrible on Saturday.
What's going to happen Saturday?
Dropping to 28 degrees, my friend.
God damn.
Yeah, I might go back to Dallas with you, man.
That's Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday night?
Saturday and Sunday. Friday night.
Yeah, I might go back.
Night.
Yeah.
So I got
to
go
back. Might go back to Dallas with you, man, and catch a plane in the Bahamas, man.
I'm taking the train.
Yeah,
I had to do that.
Yeah.
I cannot stand the cold weather. All right.
I like cold weather, but 28's a little
different.
Like I could do like 35, 40. That's cool with me.
Yeah, that's not with me.
Yeah, no,
as long as I'm dressed properly.
I top out at 45.
Oh yeah. You a tropical people, I guess.
Yeah, no, I can do about 70, 71.
Okay.
Outside of that, I'm not very comfortable. You know?
I think you asked the cause of me on that cruise. Yeah.
60. Did you say cruise?
Just trying to move along, baby.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for you to say something.
That winter's getting to you.
Yeah, people. Speaking of cruise, if it's too cold where you are, I wish I could move this up too. But if it's too cold where you are, then you know what? Why don't you join us in August where it's too hot here? So we might be going to a good place. You know, we have our anniversary coming up. By the time August comes around, we will have been around 5 years, I believe. And that's when we're going to celebrate bigger than we ever had before. And that's when we're taking Double Toasted to the ocean. And we're going to be taking our cruise, which will be the most ambitious, I would say, event that we've done yet. And that's going to be August 15th through the 19th. And it's going to be 4 days on board the Forever Fun Carnival Dream, departure from Galveston to Cozumel, Mexico. Packages start at $558. Now, you might be bringing your girl with you. You might want to like make it a little more romantic. So
You can upgrade that to a balcony cabin for $746. All food, entertainment, accommodation, taxes, and fees are included. Prices also include the Double Toasted Live Show. Cruise includes activities for kids, teens, so bring the whole family. Shit, bring the dog. You know, we don't, I don't think they're going to say anything. And if they do, we'll just throw that bitch overboard. Payments are refundable until June 14th of 2019. Contact Dina Campbell-Harris. Her number is 904-716-2321. And you can also email her, which might be the best way, and that is at DinaHarrisTravel@BellSouth.net. That's DinaHarrisTravel@BellSouth.net. Yeah, we're going to do all that. We're going to hit icebergs. And
we're going to sink.
Yeah. I meant to tell you, that's a one-way trip, by the way, too. Yeah, we're not coming back, so
you'll be at that on the deck and go, iceberg, strike ahead.
Yeah, we're not coming back, so you might want to go ahead and upgrade that balcony cabin.
Yeah, we got to deal with the cartel. Some of y'all gonna have to work.
I don't even think we make it to the cartel. Oh, let me see here.
Negritos.
And see what else is going on here. How you doing, Billy Bob?
Good, man.
Good to see you.
Except for these allergies. Oof.
Yeah, Martin's one of usually suffering from allergies. I hope you feel it better, man.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
I'll pray for you, bro. And
don't a lot of times I'm okay, and I get in here and start laughing, and it breaks it all up. So that's when it starts coming out. Oh, see, if you weren't so funny, I wouldn't be coughing so much.
Nigga, hell with you. Don't patronize me like that.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment.
Hey, what you learn a word like patronize?
Yeah.
What a bitch-ass word.
Well, I learned that.
You a bitch?
You read books and shit?
Yeah.
Been waiting to use that word for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Okay, Mr. Thesaurus.
Yeah, I wasn't really mad Rex at you, Martin. I just need to use that word.
Thesaurus Rex.
Yeah, oh, it was on the calendar today.
Yeah. I see an opportunity.
New word to me. Patronize. P-A. Ronize.
Hey, it ain't a spelling bee. I just got to say it.
You block it.
Oh. Since we started late, I'm not going to hold everybody up at this point because I don't want everybody to be up too late. And I know a lot of people waiting up to hear us talk about that Spider-Man. So let me go ahead and get into it right now. Oh, and you know what? I brought everything else up but the trailer. So let me bring that up. And yeah, like I said, man, people have been waiting on this for the longest time. It finally came out. Let me pull it up right here. Move it over for y'all. And let's go ahead and get into it right now. Now, Marvel got it so good that Marvel can just flat out just fuck with people. Marvel, so there'll be a big reveal over at Comic-Con or, you know, something like that, in New York, even Dragon-Con or something like that. Now, Marvel sat back and said, you know what, and Sony too, they got together and said, let's just hold off for a moment. Let's wait till that comic convention down in Brazil. Let's premiere the trailer over there.
Oh wow!
Yeah. People used to England having stuff before. They're like, no, let's South America have it first. And people were
FIFA in that.
FIFA in that. And people were mad. People like, because people are used. We spoiled because they're used to like having things premiered at a convention and just pop up on the internet 24 hours later. Mm-hmm. And people sat back and said, look, let them South Americans have it. That shit's going to be on the internet tomorrow anyway. And tomorrow is about, what, 2 months now?
I'm going to go tripping.
Yeah.
Huh?
And y'all mad because y'all can't bootleg it. Y'all mad because y'all didn't get it first.
Can't bootleg.
Yeah, I guess it's no good to bootleg it if it's all in Portuguese.
Yeah. No. It was in English. even people in South America talking about, I don't know what the fuck they said, but it looks awesome.
Wait, what accent was that?
It was an alien accent. I don't know. But they were like, yeah, and people sat back and said, Marv, you better quit fucking around. Marv, like, oh, what?
Oh, what?
And the thing is, I heard a rumor that said Marvel was actually going to release this about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. And they said, but nah, y'all want to talk shit.
Yeah, y'all talk shit.
You know what? All right, you want to play? Another month. Yeah. Now, say something else.
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I got something for your ass.
Yeah. Fuck around. You won't see this shit until the actual movie comes out. Now say something. Okay. And now here we are. And the trailer is finally dropped today. Let's go ahead and take a look.
Teaser?
It's a no, it's a trailer. It's a straight up trailer.
God damn it.
I heard it was a teaser.
No, you can hear all you want to. I'm here to tell you. Now I'm gonna talk shit tomorrow, but it ain't no teaser. It's a trailer. It's just almost 2 minutes long. It's a trailer. Making me mad with this. Who do you think I am? You take me for a fool? Marvel.
Don't patronize me.
Yes. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. Don't call it a teaser, trailer, and we'll be back with our review.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Spider-Man. Spider-Man!
That was so good.
Hey, sorry I'm late.
Happy.
You look nice.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. New dress?
Yes, it is. How'd you know?
What just happened?
Planning a trip?
Mm-hmm.
Going to Europe.
It's a school trip.
Did you get your passport?
Peter Parker here to pick up a passport, please.
Mini toothpaste?
Mm-hmm.
Pack your suit.
I just want to go on my trip with my friends. Europe doesn't really need a friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. You look really pretty.
Therefore, I have value.
No, that's not right.
I'm messing with you. You look pretty, too.
I just want to spend some time with MJ. I think she really likes me, dude.
That reminds me of when I first fell in love. I had just finished my film call.
Come on.
So nice to finally meet you,
Spider-Man.
You're Nick Fury.
Put some clothes on.
Glasses back.
Let's go for a ride.
Is he going to be okay like that?
Might want to turn him over so he doesn't swallow his tongue.
I think Nick Fury just hijacked our summer vacation.
Awesome!
You got gifts, Parker, but we have a job to do. Are you going to step up or not?
You're all alone. Your friends are in trouble. What are you going to do about it?
You don't want any part of this.
That guy.
He's like Iron Man and Thor rolled into one.
He's no Spider-Man.
What is it with you and Spider-Man?
What, he looks out for the neighborhood, has a dope suit, and I really respect him. Sup, dickwad?
Well, this is a weird choice of Flash, man.
Hey, man, you know, I have to tell you. So that, those 2 months that we had to wait for this, I don't know about you, Mom. I mean, do you think that You the big Spider-Man fan right here.
That I am.
Worth the wait?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, because what's wrong?
No. I'm sorry, you made me laugh because you went, yeah. I was like, where's he going to go with this?
Yeah. Oh, no. I know, I just got downright creepy. Yeah, sexy, ain't it? Are you a Spider-Man fan also?
Oh, yeah, you know that.
Yeah, but you are not as big a Spider-Man fan as he is.
Nobody's as big a Spider-Man fan.
Oh, no one.
I know a couple of guys.
Okay.
No, there might be one or two more.
Yeah, yeah.
But you not being as big a fan as he is, how do you feel about this?
It looks great. I'm glad Mysterio's in there, right? Mysterio? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's real fun.
He's always one of my favorites. Shit! I'm sorry. Did I forget to say? Did I forget to lose my fucking mind? Shit! Boy, this is the year to be a Spider-Man fan!
You ain't lying, man.
I am about to overdose. Hey, I'm sorry to disrespect you, man. Come here. Come here, Julian. Come here. Come over here, man. Come on. No,
it's
okay.
No, do it now. It's not a trap.
It ain't a trap, man. I swear to God. No, come over. Come here. Come. Look at me in my eyes. Bend down. Look at me. Look at me in my eyes.
No, look at him. Look at him. Do it.
Shit, boy. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you understand me? If you didn't like Spider-Man before, then you better goddamn now. Do you love Spider-Man?
Yeah, I do.
Then get the fuck out of my face. Oh my God! I freaked out today when I saw this, man.
Today, later, earlier, you freaked out? Believe it or not. I was going to say, the fuck were you just doing now?
Oh.
Well, what did you think? How did you think it was going to be?
I got to tell you, Martin, I was worried.
How could you worry? It's Marvel. Spider-Man is theirs. They know what to do with Spider-Man.
Yeah, they do.
They haven't had a stumble, especially not with this character. And even Sony pulled off a good movie with Spider-Man.
Then that's what had me worried. I said, man, you know, with Sony getting a little more power now, Venom being a success, which, whether I like it or not, hey, it made money and people liked it. Spider-Verse, which I love, being a success. I was like, that just gave them more power. They're going to come in and start messing with Marvel over this and trying to, assert their feedback, kind of so they can probably position it to, like, be part of what they're trying to create over there. And, look, I ain't seen the movie yet, but this gave me a hell of a lot of confidence right here.
Man, the funny thing, when I watch this, I go, they are constantly taking more and more bits from Miles Morales and less from Peter Parker and putting them over here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Martin, now.
It does feel like that, does it? Yeah.
Well, but the best friend is straight out of Miles Morales. That's Miles Morales'
Ned.
Best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call him Ned here, who's Peter Parker's best friend, but he looks just like Genki from the comics.
And I'm going to tell you something. You make a great point, because that is what really impressed me about what they're doing with Spider-Man today over at Marvel. And I love all the chances they're taking with Spider-Man right now, but this goes to show me that if you just keep some very basic elements with Spider-Man, aka Peter Parker, it's still going to have that enduring charm to it. You know what I'm saying?
No, you know what it is? Is that Spider-Man, whether he's Peter Parker or Miles Morales, is the best superhero.
In what sense?
In the sense that he has everything that you want a superhero to have. Plus, it's not easy for him. It's not easy for him, and he still does it anyway. I mean, in some iterations, it has ruined his life. And yet, he goes, I have to do what is for the greater good.
But also,
a lot of times it ruins his life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it does. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of like.
Fucks, man, all his shit up.
I always I'm just scared it's going to be there. Just that one day that Spider-Man just going to break and just say, fuck it, I'm just going to be a supervillain. You know, because why am I doing this?
And unlike Batman in the movies, he's not trying to quit.
No. And you know what? And what I mean by that, listen.
And he's not rich.
With
yeah.
Oh, in fact, he's getting evicted half the time.
Right, yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that motherfucker's getting government assistance. Right. He's still getting evicted. No, you know, and I'm going to tell you something with this. The thing with Spider-Man that really amazes me that this trailer captures. Look, we're going to go into a deep discussion with this trailer right here. So you just sit your ass back and be quiet for a moment. I don't want to hear nothing out of you. Just let us talk. Let us talk.
let the grown folks.
Yeah, let them talk about. You don't Spider-Man. Know nothing about Spider-Man till you hear it from us. I'm sit down, young buck.
Let me talk.
I'm gonna tell you something about Spider-Man, because you think that Spider-Man is cool because Spider-Man does all these adventures. He fights supervillains. He's gone to other dimensions. He fights aliens. He meets aliens. He hangs with aliens. He has sex with alien supermodels. You know, this guy has seen it all. Yeah.
Well, it's
issue number 237. Read it. But the trailer does show that you can change things with him. You can put him on all these amazing, spectacular adventures that you want to. But with him, the character, you can even change the characters and the storylines. Because people, they complain all the time, man. You know, people complain with the changes that they've made so far. You know, the changes that they've made mostly with diversity. People have been talking about, you know, people like Mary Jane, you know, and Flash, and they talk, and people are actually just yelling. They say, man, see, fucking Mexicans taking over Spider-Man too, even though ain't no Mexican person right
there. Yeah, there's no Mexican in that scene.
There's no Mexican in that scene. You looking at like a biracial chick and some Iranian. I don't know, but I know that
he's Guatemalan.
He's a Guatemalan.
God damn.
But all people see is brown, and they lump it all together. But I'm here to tell
you. That's what they do see. You're right. They
not me though. Not old fair Corey Coleman, right?
Colorblind Coleman. Yeah.
Martin, I don't see color. Yeah. And everybody's saying nothing else, too.
He got specific. He even say Middle Eastern. He's Iranian.
Yeah.
I know, goddammit. That's what I say, Iranian Guatemalan.
But you know, it's
educate yourself.
But with this, but you know, as long as you keep those human elements in there, man, that's what it is. It's really the human elements that keep it is.
The race of the characters don't matter. You know what? Making a diverse cast, all that does is update it. It reflects an actual New York as opposed to one that's just all white people.
It does. It most certainly does, and it keeps things fresh. I'm not talking about just from a diversity level, even though it does. But there's, like I said, there are basic things in basic human elements and characters. If they keep those intact, you still have the essence of Spider-Man, and that's what they have here. You know, I'm looking at some of the things that they've done with changing characters as far as age. Aunt May, mm-hmm. Played by what's her name, Marissa Tomei.
Yeah,
you know, I love it now that you have a younger Marissa Tomei. Not only is she younger, but she knows Spider-Man. That Peter Parker is Spider-Man. And they're in on it, and that just that creates kind of a new dynamic. I like the way Aunt May even because she's looking at this and she seems happy, you know, to know.
Yeah, well, and there have been some storylines where Aunt May figured it out and became an ally to it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not just in Spider-Verse, but in comics as well.
I think this Aunt May is just like, shit, I'm about to get paid.
Hey, guess who my nephew?
Shut up, Aunt May. She's like, nah, you ain't even my real son.
Beating your ass. You and
raising
all your doctor bills.
It's time to cash in, goddamn.
Yeah, by the way, bitch, you owe me.
what fountain of youth did Marissa Tomei find? She doesn't seem to age ever.
Yeah,
she looks
incredible.
Fantastic.
Because you know in this scene right here when Tom Holland gave her that hug, it was like, cut. Cut! Cut! She's like, he's not letting me go.
Right. Yeah. Let's try it this time without the erection.
Hey, Tom, we can see the bulge in your suit. Yeah.
We
got to give you saltpeter like Burt Ward.
It's a different dynamic here, man. You know, seeing that with them, and you know, and also it you know, seeing her young just makes her more of a character.
Yeah.
Herself, mm-hmm. She has more of a storyline that they're showing in this trailer right here. You know, I'm looking at her and she's like, because she's a cooler Aunt May this time. She's not the same as the old Aunt May where, you know, Aunt May was just sitting at home just waiting to die.
Right. Well, that's always a funny thing. Like you always accept it, never really thought about it. But here, you look at it, you think about those comics from 1966 where Peter Parker was a teenager in high school and Aunt May was in her 70s?
Right.
It's like, what kind of aunt is this?
Supposed I know.
To be your parents' sister.
Well, your dad's brother.
Yeah.
Well, he's about the same age, too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Aunt May would just, most of the time, she just, Aunt May was just, her role in these old Peter Parker comics and even cartoons, it was just, it's Peter Parker going out fighting crime, and Aunt May just sitting at home, Peter, why you been?
Yeah.
Just waiting to die.
Waiting to die and talking shit about Spider-Man.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Seriously, yeah.
No, and him always worried about her.
Right. And him always worrying about her, yeah.
I got to get her medicine, but Jameson's not giving me money, and I don't know how to make money. And
I know.
She's in the hospital again.
And now you got this young Aunt May. She's like, shit, I'm young for the life and want to fuck.
Happy trying to get some ass.
Happy Hogan right here.
Yeah.
And I like the way Happy even know he wrong. He looking at Petey like, he like, he says shit.
They call
me Happy for a reason. About to make your aunt pretty happy too.
Yeah, yeah. You see your aunt, man? So, hey, yes, that's how it goes, baby.
Yeah, no, it's good to see. No, it's good. It adds a new dynamic, man. You know, it makes Aunt May more of a character. There's more you can do with her.
You know, yeah. I mean, you can do more. Like she has her own life. She can go on dates, and you know, there's other things you can do besides her just being old and bitching about Spider-Man.
Well, especially with her knowing his secret.
Right.
Yeah, and they've done hipper versions of Aunt May in some of the later cartoons, but this is
Oh, they have?
Yeah, they have. They you know, she's still been kind of older than looking than what we have here, but you know, they've made some cool versions of her. But this right here, like I said, is we've never seen her have a life before, and I think that's kind of cool. They can show that in the trailer, and the way it's been created is that they change the dynamics up by showing you that they know each other. You know, she knows his secret right now. She's going to work with him. I think that makes their character even bond a little bit more now. Mm-hmm. You know, because everybody when they saw the end of Spider-Man, they wondered how that was going to work out, and I think they show here that this is going to be a really cool area to explore with their chemistry, which, you know, again, we've never really seen that. Maybe in the recent Spider-Verse movie.
I'm curious if they'll because we'll see them this way in the beginning, where she knows she's cool with it, she's helping him.
Mm-hmm.
Her see him really get hurt, and then have a flip where she's like, I don't want you doing this no more.
Oh, yeah. And then he's really going to have to keep it a secret from her. What's she going to know? Peter, where you been? I've been out fucking chicks all night. No, you were Spider-Man, weren't you?
Please.
I don't care about those chicks. Were you fighting villains? And you know, and the trailer just has one surprise on top of another. Really, I'm talking about I'm not talking about this as a Spider-Man fan. I'm talking about this as a well-constructed trailer, man. Like, they got me early on in the trailer. When they showed Ned,
I had just finished my phone call.
I like the way Peter's like, I told his ass to lose weight. Run around Europe like this. No, I thought, I said, shit, holy fuck, they killed him. They killed Ned. I really thought that they had murdered him. I thought it was going to be like Peter over his body. No! And, you know, he was going to have to avenge his friend.
Uh-huh.
And then they got down to the real shit, and you find out, like, it was Nick Fury, and I was like, yes!
Now, that's straight out of Ultimate Spider-Man. Prior to Miles Morales with Peter Parker,
mm-hmm.
where Nick Fury came in and just told him, like, yeah, you know that when you become 21, your ass belongs to me.
You actually gave me that book.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, and I read that. And that's because that's why when I saw this, I was like, man, I've always wanted to see, because I've read that in comics, how Nick Fury teams up with Spider-Man. I was like, I would love to see this in a movie. Never will, but I would love to see it. And they did it. Mm-hmm. Like everybody talks about how they love how Peter Parker has teamed up with Tony Stark and everything. But I'm like, nah, man, you know, this right here is something I wanted to see. And I love the introduction, too, because I like when Tony Stark comes in and shoots Ned. He looks over at Peter like, now, say something.
Nick Fury.
You know, I mean, Nick Fury, he's like, say something. Yeah. I dare you to pick up a phone.
I like how Ned's like, you couldn't ask me just to leave the room. Yeah. Like, he had to shoot me in the neck, man.
It ain't as cool that way, man.
I would walk out. I swear to God. Put some cotton
like,
in my ear.
Sonny's probably going to be like, what you telling your secret for?
Yeah, exactly. What you telling me?
I think you don't know how this secret identity thing works.
And that fine ass ain't it yours. what you tell her? I love Peter's look too. He's like, man, just take everything. Look, my wallet's got money in it.
What's in your wallet?
Yeah. Fuck, Shaft's gonna kill me, man. You know, no, I saw this and it really, that, again, that brings in a whole new element of Spider-Man that we haven't really seen. With Nick Fury coming in, it's almost like making this sort of a spy movie. You know?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we see very them doing much so. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you got that kind of lighting with them on a boat on the water in London. Yeah, it's a spy movie.
It's a spy movie. And on top of that, you get to see now, you know, there's been a lot of things that we've seen in the trailer. Like, we saw Spider-Man's flying squirrel suit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that, you know, they're getting down to some really cool outfits now. Like, this black suit that they gave him right here, which really is a spy. This is something out of Mission Impossible, man.
Yeah, it's also that the Spider-Man game has really introduced people to the idea of him having a bunch of different suits.
Oh yeah, and because everybody talked about, man, I don't know, you know, it's not fair to really, it's not even really Spider-Man to team him up with somebody that can just give him all the gadgets he wants. And I'm like, fuck that, if it looks as cool as this,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Give him all the shit he needs, man. I love it, and plus I love it because you know me, got them eyes. Love that they're doing things with that right down to the detail with Spider-Man's eyes with these costumes, making them blink and everything. How are you feeling about this so far, though, man?
I love everything about it. I only have one concern.
Oh, shit. What is that?
All right. So we've taken this character that we love from where they're used to and transported them and their crew to London mm-hmm. on a spy mission.
Mm-hmm.
Two words. Cars 2.
Oh, man, don't even compare it to that, man. Don't even do that.
No. I'm just saying, there's that potential floating around.
No,
oh, you heard this brother's feeling, man.
Yeah, don't even. You know that
What's
shit ain't gonna happen.
Password?
You know that shit's not gonna
Wi-Fi.
Happen.
She thinks she's so.
You know that shit's not gonna happen, man. Come on, man, Martin. No, I don't even put Spider-Man in the same sense. Now you're just joking, right? You don't really think that's gonna happen.
I don't think Marvel would do that. But,
I'm worried now. Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie. As I was watching, I was like, what is this reminding me of?
Oh.
And I went, oh, shit. That's what it is.
You know, something like that did cross my mind, too. Not Cars 2, but just the whole.
Mm-hmm.
They made a big deal in the trailer about we're going to Europe.
Yeah, it's always that. And the next movie, we got to go somewhere.
Right, right.
And, like the third Spider-Man winner take all where they go to Vegas. Like, oh, no.
Spider-Craps.
Yeah, I don't think that'll be the case right here, man. That's the least thing that worries me. I think that they're doing that because they see a lot of potential with him being overseas, and they'll work that into the story. I don't think that they'll that is something that's going to come into play. that's going to like derail the film at all, really. You know, I think that you know, with this, I laughed out loud at a lot of things, man. A lot of things here that I just thought were I laughed out more than I thought I would at a trailer. There's about three times in here where I had genuine laugh out loud moments. One of them was with in talking about how changing the dynamic is working things for the better. I like that they changed Flash. Flash is played by Tony Revolori. And Tony Revolori, he's not the Flash that we know. You know, he's not the Flash that is going around beating up Peter Parker in high school.
Yeah, he's not captain of the football team.
Not captain of the football team.
But he's still Flash. He idolizes Spider-Man and hates Peter Parker.
But what I like about this is that he's not physically abusing Spider-Man.
Right.
You know, he's not beating up Spider-Man before he became Spider-Man or Peter Parker at the time. Because that's, to me, that was a smart move. Sure, you can debate. Look, if you don't like the way he changed his ethnicity, that's fine, whatever. But I do like they changed his personality. Mm-hmm. Today, one of my pet peeves in movies is that origin stories are things that are close to an origin story. They always have a bully in it.
Yeah.
When it comes to high school or a young kid, and they're telling the same story over and over and over again. Half the time, these bullies don't even have personality until, like, maybe if they get two movies down the line or something and they bring that character back. With this Flash, I think that, you know, he's not a bully. He's just a dick.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just a little shit.
He's a piece of shit, man. You know,
he's a little
and
shit.
I like that. It actually takes more work intellectually to be kind of a piece of shit than a bully. Bullies just go around punching people. You know, smart asses, dickheads like this, they have to think of things to say. And I really laughed at that moment at the end of the trailer. Oh, shit. Where he said absolutely nothing. Oh, I got the sound turned.
What's up, dickwad?
You know, I that was a great way to close the trailer.
Yeah.
That was a great way to actually end it and show that, hey, this character ain't a damn thing changed.
I can look back in high school and say, I didn't have anybody physically bullying me, but I had guys like this that I was like, can't stand that motherfucker.
Yeah, dude, just sit around just talking shit for no reason.
For no reason.
With them high-waisted pants on.
Yeah. Yeah, Peter Parker didn't do nothing but walk in the room, hey, what's up, dickwad? And he's like, man, I ain't... Can you just go? Can you give me a hello first or something? Can I sit down before you start the bullshit? But I like that. I think that was hilarious, man. I thought it takes more, and seriously, from a writing standpoint, it takes more cleverness to write a character like this instead of just writing a bully.
Your guy just beating people up.
Yeah, hey, Parker, locker, you know, right. I mean, that's it's more, it takes more to that, you know?
I'm tired of seeing those ones like that first review with the one with
Andrew Garfield.
Andrew Garfield with
that prison fight.
Yeah, that prison yard fight. And I was like, where are the teachers? And then just beating the living dog shit out of this kid. Mm-hmm. I mean, like stomping him out and shit. I was like, I think I saw that with you, actually.
Yeah, you did.
And we're sitting there like, we were like, oh, that shit. Like, it was like, what the fuck?
We've talked about, that's a lot of movies where the kid, where the teachers are like, you know, they are just gone. And then when the kid's on the ground bleeding out, that's when the teacher's like, now, boys.
Yeah.
All right, both of you, come with me.
Yeah. And the teacher's like, bitch, where were you?
Much as I love Moonlight, they did that shit in Moonlight.
Yeah,
they did. He's like, can y'all help me, please? You not see the entire fucking class whipping my ass?
Yeah. No, this is they might do something like that here. I don't know, but I'm glad that they didn't.
No, they're not. No. Clearly, this Flash can whoop Fly's ass. That's number one. Number two, he looks like a little... Look, I mean, he just looks like a little shit.
Yeah.
He really does.
Yeah, doesn't he? Like, you just want to slap the
shit. He's like, yeah.
I think more of the conflict with Peter is, you know what? Let me just leave him alone, even though I know I can beat the shit out of him.
Right.
He's going to push me, but let me just keep my composure because I know what I can actually do to him. Well, it's not like with, like, the other – when the comics, what I always got from even the cartoon was Peter was still a little intimidated by Flash even once he got his powers because Flash had bullied him so much before he got his powers.
I don't know, man. I mean, before he got his powers, Flash would pick on him, but he would talk shit. He would say Peter Parker would say some dickish things back.
Well, Peter Parker was a lot like Karate Kid, where a lot of like you rewatch the Karate Kid, you're like, man, you brought a lot of that shit on yourself. Yeah, they left you alone for a second, then you had to go pour some water or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Like Peter Parker would go around and every once in a while he'd start talking shit to Flash when Flash wasn't even thinking about his ass. Then it was like, well, you kind of asked for that ass woman.
Yeah.
But anyway.
You're right. That's kind of what it is like here, man. It's kind of like Peter, just like, you know something? I could whoop your ass before I was Spider-Man.
Right, right.
You know? Now I really got to control myself. Cause I,
what's up, dickwad?
Well, if you only knew. He's like, I'm glad you love Spider-Man. I'm about to put this mask on and fuck you up. You know, I'm about to put this mask on and fuck you till you love me. But,
Jesus.
There goes the prison fight again. Yeah.
But you know, I looked at this and I laughed a lot, you know, and another thing about it is that we see things here where we're supposed to have sort of a sigh of relief, man. You know, it's with this, we see that Peter and also Nick Fury, you know, they're back. Both of them survived the snap. You know, they came back. So obviously, somebody was able to save the world. It's something that we all knew anyway. Some people cried about it. Some people just kind of like, I feel sad, but I know they're going to be back. So we see that. And, you know, we see some other people, okay. We see that the world is kind of in a good place again after the events of Avengers. But one of the things that is not showing up here that people are talking about, they say, you know, the trailer actually kind of makes them sad. So you're going through this whole thing of excitement. You're going through laughter and happiness. And then you get to a moment where you kind of people are kind of feeling down. And have you heard why?
No.
Okay, well, if you go through the trailer, you see a lot of things that come up. You see, for one, you see Happy Hogan. He walks in with this big check with a name on it, Pepper Potts. You see that Happy Hogan is walking in by himself. You see that Nick is back. Nick Fury is back. You see that Peter Parker is back. But one person you don't see is this guy.
I can keep that suit?
Yeah, doesn't fit me.
So when's our next retreat?
What, next mission? We'll call you. All right?
It's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
We're not there yet.
All right, kid. Good luck.
Oh, they were so great together. Oh, that, you know, that... Peter looked up to him like, you know what? People said that's the father. Sure, he had an Uncle Ben, but that is the father that he never had. They had so much in common. And you know what? And we even saw a few times where Tony Stark came in. He was the only one I could discipline, that boy. And people are saying that being that they don't see him in the trailer and they see everything else coming up, that he might be the one to die in Avengers.
That's sad that he would die in Avengers. But him not being Peter's father figure anymore is not a sad thing.
You know what? No, I argue that because Peter, I tell you why. Because it's sad on both ends. Sure, it's a loss for Peter having a surrogate father. But Peter Parker was helping Tony Stark kind of grow. Peter, you know, after the events of what we saw in Avengers, it's where he's like, wow, I was really fucking up this kid's life. You know, he was kind of realizing that this is the guy that's kind of making me mature. If anything, you know, like even from I can only imagine, I know these are fictional characters, but you know, even Pepper Potts, who's played by
Gwyneth Paltrow,
even her and Tony were talking about, wow, maybe you are father material. She was actually kind of seeing the way she played around this kid. It really is something where if we don't see him, and especially in the context of Spider-Man and Peter Parker, a superhero and a surrogate son that he helped raise, people are saying, man, this feels really sad. If he's gone, people are thinking like maybe might be a hint. Now Marvel plays with you all the time with these kind of things.
Yeah,
you know, they people thought Captain America was going to die because you saw Thanos beating his ass
right
in that trailer. But you know, with seeing Happy Hogan, seeing that check, that big ass check that he brought in with Pepper Potts on it, why would Tony Stark not write that check if he was around? You know, why does Pepper have to sign that?
Well, she's running the day to day, isn't she? Yeah.
That could be it too.
Yeah, I mean,
she would be signing checks.
Now, I'm not saying that's not. Of course, that's just things that people are seeing that's making them feel kind of nervous about next Avengers movie.
And I mean, it's just a teaser trailer, and I love the Tony Stark with Peter Parker. It worked well for the first movie, but I don't want to see him come in and take over each movie.
I don't think he's taking over. I really like that he's training him, and you know, and that's another thing. People are like, okay, he's gone. Nick Fury has to be the one to come in now. He knows about him, and now he's the one that's kind of taking Tony's place, probably for the better. But nobody knows for sure. You know, it's just something that people – it's kind of cool that the trailer is putting those things out there and making people speculate. At least it gives people something to do. You know, people – almost like Marvel saying, hey, just look at this shit and shut up until the next trailer comes out.
Yeah, or maybe they want to leave everybody questioning.
Then that's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good thing with a trailer, not showing you everything, mm-hmm. but also making you speculate, mm-hmm. not only about this movie, but even other movies that are – kind of closely surrounding it. Think that, again, that's something very skillful that this trailer does. You know, and people talking about, man, look, in a matter of 1 minute, I screamed out from joy. I laughed. I cried. You know what I mean? I've been through the whole can you get any more goodness on top of this trailer right here? And Marvel's like, oh, but you forget, we got a villain. We ain't even talked about that.
Or a couple
here, but everybody is talking about, and they've been talking, they have been talking about Mysterio. Who's played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, but where's his fishbowl?
Oh, Martin.
You see later on.
Oh, Martin, yeah. No, because that's what people are saying. Because the thing with –
You know what it is? He's an actor making a lot of money. He's like, you're going to show my face, goddamn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, I'll put that fishbone on a little bit. But yeah, you're going to see my – I'm going to make an intro with this face right here.
You know the time I spent growing this goddamn beard out? You better hold on that fishbone.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
But you know, that's what people are talking about, man. Out of all the things that we've seen with some of these superheroes, people are really impressed that they were able to actually come in and bring this character to life like they did. Because, you know, there are a lot of people out there, they said, you know what, I want to see Mysterio as a villain, and yet I don't. You know, because with Mysterio is a complicated character, man, because mainly because of the costume. It's like, you know, those green tights and that big ass bowling ball on his head right there. Shake his head and see what the future is. You know, but
likely.
He always kind of frightened me.
Yeah,
Mysterio. Yeah,
yeah. But
I don't know. He just the bowl thing always scared me when I was younger.
Yeah, but a lot of because no, actually that's
you
what
can't
he's supposed
see his eyes.
To do.
You don't know what he's doing.
Yeah,
but that's one of the things that people said when they saw Jake Gyllenhaal come up. They said, man, you know what? They got this looked down to a T. They said, you know, those tights don't look bad. He's wearing some cool armor.
Yeah, it looks good.
And and every time Mysterio comes up, he's always got that fart gas.
Green fart gas.
That green gas. With him. Yeah. Like, God damn, man. I don't know what you're eating, but stop. But they even got
it's a Mysterio.
And they got the gas down right. Yeah. You know, like the way it even furls and curls. And,
yeah. The color's beautiful, too.
Yeah, they got it down to even the essence that it surrounds him, man. Even right down, Martin. What was that you asked about? People said right down to that fishbowl. And it doesn't look bad, man.
No, it looks
at
good.
All. No. And that fishbowl looks, I mean, well, I don't know, helmet, whatever you want to call
it. It's like a giant pearl.
Yeah. No, and it's hard to do a character like that because, you know, probably the dumbest thing on his body is the most iconic thing about him.
Right.
And it looks great. It actually looks like they pulled it together. I had an interesting email from somebody, too, about this. This is from Ricochet Rick, who writes in, and he says, you know, he's looking at the designs of some of the things in the trailer and some of the scenes, and he said this film may be giving us some things, some characters that people out there may know. He's talking about, if you look at the trailer, there's three, maybe even other villains out there, and he mentions here Hydro Man, Sandman, and some other people that he's talking about. He says, and there might be more combos coming. There are many Marvel villains called the Elementals. Combining villains, origins, or otherwise, may be a quick way to get some Sinister Six action going on. Who knows? Elementals share quite a bit with Spidey's rogue gallery. You know, and some people, Jake over here, he asked me about that. He says, you know, there's all these other big creatures in there. Who are these? Now, I don't know these villains that well. I know of two possibly that they could be referring to. One of them is Molten Man that you see right here, and the other could be possibly a reference to another big Spider-Man supervillain, which is the Sandman. And people are wondering if they like Ricochet Rick, are these villains, you know, Elementals, Sandman possibly coming in? Are they
Or are they illusions?
And that's the thing about it. Because, and I don't blame people.
Oh, right, yeah.
Because at least it seems to be from this plot that Mysterio's coming out like, hey, I'm the hero saving everybody. Oh, which we know he's a villain.
No, and that's what I had told Jake.
Oh,
because
I didn't think about that. Yeah,
because you know the Sandman and Molten Man, while two of the most uncreative villains, y'all can think could have thought of better names. They are big villains.
Yeah,
for them, and I think for people who might be vaguely familiar with Spider-Man, but might not know Spider-Man that well, they might think that that's who they are. But what I told Jake earlier, I was like, it doesn't make sense to have Mysterio surrounded fighting these villains when he's a master of illusion and special effects. And I think Marvel's trying to throw some people off with that. I don't think that those are the actual villains. I think that those are illusions. He's trying to throw people off, and Spider-Man comes in, exposes him, because the way the story goes, and I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but it's rumored that Nick Fury is also working with Mysterio, who we say is played by Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah, they say that he's bringing in Spider-Man is actually working with Mysterio, maybe. And what happens is possibly, now here's where I take a guess. Everything's going fine, but Mysterio is actually trying to like come across as a hero and fool people.
Yeah.
Spider-Man exposes him, mm-hmm. and that's when Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio is like, "You motherfucking! I had a good thing going. You know, yeah. We ain't cool no more."
So it's like the Incredibles. Like Eddie Brock. The Incredibles too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Cronos, whatever his name was.
Mm-hmm. Except
getting exposed.
Except this is this character is what's his name? And that's what Mysterio does. He actually. People have been wanting a Mysterio movie for a long time because they said this is where you can come in and you can get all the crazy special effects and go wild with it and have an excuse for it.
Sure.
Because that's what he does. He gets inside Spider-Man's head. He puts out these hallucinations over him. Spider-Man can't concentrate because he's seeing things. You know, we talk about how special effects in these movies have gone overboard and too crazy. Well, this would be the time, if there's any time to come in and do a huge special effects ridden climax, it's with this villain right here. And that's probably Hydro Man too, they say. Yeah. Hydro Man, but again, going back to an illusion. At one time they were talking about bringing Mysterio in, but they couldn't do it because Sony was pushing for other villains at the end because they wanted Bruce Campbell, I think.
That's right.
And they didn't do it. And I'm glad they didn't, because I think we're going to get this character finally in a better movie, a good movie. I tell you, man, I have, and plus I'm also looking forward to Jake Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal has turned down one thing that makes me excited about this. And the guy's name is Quentin Beck, who's Mysterio, who that's his alter ego, or his real name. The thing about Jake Gyllenhaal, and I was talking with this today with my own Jake over here, my own pet Jake, is that we were talking about how Jake Gyllenhaal has turned down superhero movies for a long time. And one, it's almost like he got mad because he was supposed to be Spider-Man and they picked everybody else. And you're like, well, fuck it. You know what? If I can't be Spider-Man, I'm not doing anything.
I heard him talk about that. And he said they were never going to. It's like they just put that rumor out there because Tobey Maguire was angling for more money.
And he kind of looks like Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, no, and that was it. They're saying like, oh, you look like Tobey. What would you think about this?
Yeah.
He's like, I know what y'all are up to.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
And that's probably why he's bitter, because I know that he's turned down superhero roles.
Yeah, because there's always the rumor that he's going to be Batman next.
Yeah, and well, that fucked up. So he's like, well, I guess I'll go ahead and be Mysterio now.
I'm not joining that sinking ship.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and plus that's that Marvel money. Yeah. And, you know, it probably pays more to be a Marvel villain than a DC superhero. But I'm just thinking that if this is the one that he's taking right here, then there's something. Hopefully, there's something about the script that made him want to do it.
Sure.
Yeah, man. I'm. Yes, sir. Okay. So possibly he took this because the script is good. I hope.
And the Marvel money. Let's not get it twisted.
No, Billy, he's doing it for the art. All right? Come on, man.
Give me that fishbowl. Give me that big-ass fishbowl and put it on my head.
It's called performance art.
Yeah. I'm an artist. Yeah. Who's talking about? $4 million and a free trip to Venice?
Yeah.
3 months?
Sure. All I got to do is wear
eight. Goddamn fishbowl.
Yeah, I just got to wear this eight ball on my head. Sure, why
not? And you never have to work again if you don't want to.
Yeah. I'm excited about this, man. And again, a lot of it has to do with this being Spider-Man. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That's the biggest part of it. But I'm just amazed at what they were able to show me that has me to treat the movie. Yeah, I know. He's
a quick look over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, like,
yeah.
Come on, man. Yeah.
Don't.
Carter trying to get laid.
Yeah.
He's right there next to him, man.
He's like, you know I'm going to be your daddy, right?
You know what I'm doing here, right? Yeah. Go, come on.
Yeah, you got power.
Don't
I know. He's like, yeah, you got powers, but you ain't stopping this shit.
I don't have Tony here now blocking.
Yeah. Nah, I'm excited about it, man.
Fuck you and your spider sense.
This is going to be if they can deliver on what we see in this trailer right here. And there's a lot that they've put in here just to a lot of story elements to not tell you everything. But some of it to keep you guessing, and some of it to make you just make you laugh and make you happy to look forward to this. They say that this is going to be probably the biggest and the funniest out of all of it.
Cool.
And I like that. And to me, that's the way Spider-Man should be. You mean because I know a lot of people, they talk about humor in these Marvel movies, and I understand that. But if there's any time to put humor in, it's with Peter Parker. Peter Parker has always been a guy that no matter how bad he's failed, he's always had a sense of humor about it.
Sure.
He's had one tragedy after another in his life. He's always kind of been able to laugh it off. This is the most appropriate time to add comedy in a movie and in a Marvel movie. And I'm excited for it, man. I am. This is on my – it's gone up to being one of the highest movies I'm looking forward to in 2019.
What's higher?
Spider-Man. I don't know. I don't know, man.
Spider-Man IMAX.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm trying to think. Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Avengers is probably. This has made me more excited for the Avengers. But yeah. No, I'm looking forward to this. This is how people should put a trailer together.
It looks great. I like everything I see. It's good to see that it's continuing right where it left off with the other elements. And there's so much of just seeing, hey, there's still a kid on a trip. And that's what it should be. But with all the other cool stuff, a lot of things from comics, if you read the different comics, they know how to bring those things in there without going, hey, check it out, huh? 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 It's just there. It plays well into the story. And as we've seen from Spider-Man, from the movies, from the comics, the game, yeah, things always get changed. And yet somehow the core of it still remains the same, and it's always good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you know what I really love about this? I love that he wants to take a break from being Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I like that, this is, again, this is what makes us love Spider-Man. He doesn't want to do this. He says, I want to be a kid just for a little while. And I like the way Nick Fury comes in and says, I don't give a fuck.
You know, you're old.
Yeah. You want to be a kid? Don't have spider powers.
Yeah, yeah. I got one more dart in this motherfucking gun.
But right now, your bitch ass works for me. I love it the way all these heroes, man. Nick Fury ain't got no superpowers at all. But when he comes in the room, like, oh, fuck, here come Nick Fury, man. look straight. They all are scared of Nick, man.
So
I feel like
like when it's all said and done, Samuel Jackson will have appeared in more superhero movies than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and that's a good thing, man. Looking for, as I said, I'm looking forward to this. Martin is looking forward to this. Billy, I don't know if you
crab ass Billy.
I know, man.
Crab, that's, crab in a bucket.
Yeah, that's your power. Bringing motherfuckers down.
Bringing all those downtrodden white boys there.
Yeah, Captain Killjoy. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. I love the trailer. Didn't I just say that?
I want to hear it again.
You weren't that enthusiastic, though.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks fantastic, guys. Oh, well.
When is this coming out? Anybody remember?
I don't know.
July.
That's from July. July is coming out day after 4th of July, July 5th.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. They really know it's going to be good.
Yeah.
That weekend, yeah. That's it's big.
No,
that used to be Will Smith's slot.
I know. As he sits there going,
yeah, that is true. He used to be called
he was Mr. 4th of July.
Yeah, now he at home just barbecuing and doing fireworks like everybody else.
Oh, for you, man.
Boy, hey, boy, you know, this used to be my day. Yeah, just fix some ribs and shut up.
You burn them again, Dad.
Yeah. Why'd you let me do that movie, Dad? You fuck both that shit up. After with my ass.
You made me do that.
Yeah, looking at.
You told me it was a good
star. Yeah, I'm looking at the chat, man. I wonder, and there's there's people in the chat talking about, hey man, bring in some other people. You know, they want to come in and they want to see some of the other people come in too, like Maven Cree. You know, she's talking about, I want to see. Hopefully, there'll be more appearances by some of the people they tease, like the Scorpion and the Vulture, like Michael Keaton right mm-hmm. there. Which, you know, that's something I'm sure that they will save probably for a third movie, because this is supposed to be a trilogy.
Ah, yeah, because the Vultures and Rikers. Knowing the secret.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is
assembling his army.
Yeah, man. I'm July 5th cannot get here soon enough for me. It's going to be a good year. It's going to be a big year. It's going to be a fun year though.
Yeah. Don't know if it'll be good, but it will be big.
No, Martin, it'll be good. Don't say that. Don't jinx it.
It's already been jinxed, man.
Let me see. Yeah, what? Oh, that's right. Is that Stanley's last cameo? I thought the last Spider-Man movie was his last cameo.
His last voice cameo.
Oh, okay. I thought the Spider-Verse was.
No, that's his last voice cameo. As far as real cameo.
Oh, that was pretty cool. That was fun, though.
Oh, it was fantastic.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see. You
put a little quote of him at the end. That was nice. That was cute.
Let's see what we got here. Let's move on from superheroes to supervillains.
Some assholes. Yeah. God damn.
So I'm a little baffled by this, man. We got a president who invited a winning NFL team.
College
team to come. Champion college team. Yeah, because that's right, college, because Reggie Bush was coming in and coming. I'm going to talk about this in a minute. So you had this college team come in, come to the White House, and they were invited by
for a banquet.
Feast, my friends.
Yes, that was put together by the president. Personal invitation by the president in the White House. Now, any other president would have had the finest cooks in the land pulled together a feast fit for champions.
Fit for kings.
Oh, but
right this way, sir.
But not the orange one.
Not old Trumpy.
No, I understand we got a government shutdown. That's what he tried to...
Try to blame it on.
That's where he tried. You know, Cook's there conveniently off right now. So, but don't worry, I'm going to feed you boys.
He said it's the Democrats' fault because they won't negotiate. Yeah. That's why I'm the cooks. That's why I had to do this.
But it ain't the Democrats' fault. It ain't the Republicans' fault. It's your goddamn fault for doing this.
We have pizzas. We have 300 hamburgers. Many, many French fries.
Oh.
All of our favorite foods.
What is this, a slumber party for 12-year-olds?
Just about to say slumber party.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, having a spread like that would be awesome for a little league team.
Right.
Yeah.
If I was 12, I'd be like, he's the greatest president ever.
Shit. I remember I had a sleepover when I was 10 for my birthday party. They had the same thing. The same goddamn thing. You know, minus the salad, but he would
and this, fries in a little cup. That means he got the value fries.
Let me tell y'all what. Oh my God, look at this! Silver bowls filled to the rim with chicken nugget sauce.
Jesus, and then got it all lined up, trying to make it look all pretty.
My man, now let me tell you something. You heard him say we got pizzas, we got burgers. So you probably thought that he had Italian chefs make pizza with the best pasta sauce and the purest of cheese. Oh, the burgers. Oh, no, these aren't regular burgers. These are burgers made
Wagyu?
Wagyu beef.
Yeah. Angus grass-fed beef.
Yeah.
These are
finest in the land. Yeah. Kobe beef, yes. Yeah.
These are made from the beef of animals that had the best sex before they died. You know? No. This fool went and ordered pizza from Domino's, burgers from Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's, and laid that shit out on a table with candles and silver platters. With silver platters like this was like that. Silver platters like that, like that makes it okay.
Like that classes it up.
Yeah.
What's funny is look at the expressions on the face of the football players.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they came dressed up in suits.
Right.
And they're all smiling and laughing like.
No, they are all.
This ain't my eating suit.
Good suit. Brad, everybody, they were having dinner at the White House and got there and went, I cannot believe this shit.
Oh, no. If you look at it, look how they all laugh and they like, because they're like, did we really expect anything different? And people are like, fuck yeah. Actually, I didn't expect like a gourmet meal, but I'd expect this food to order from Domino's and serve the shit out of the box.
Out of the box,
out
yeah.
Out of the box.
They, you look at these poor players, they are laughing like this motherfucker.
It's like, I spent 4 hours on an airplane for this. We could have done
and
this.
And the shit is hard. It's probably cold.
It's got to be cold.
Yeah, there's no heat lamps on it.
No heat lamps, yeah.
Yeah, and McDonald's ain't right next door to the White House.
Fries served in
shit.
Yeah.
Fries served in little paper cups. People.
Cold ass fries.
It looked cold, didn't it?
And you know when fries get cold, they're done.
People,
right. You can't reheat fries.
This is a goddamn shame. Okay? No, it's not sad. It's a goddamn shame. And I don't want, I know, and to add insult to injury, this fool, he loves to lie. Just fucking loves to lie.
He can't help himself.
Yeah, let me see if I can actually find the, if I can find the screenshots.
Well, it's
right
easy
here.
To tell when he's lying.
Oh, but you know,
his lips are moving.
Yeah. It's one thing to lie. I mean, the man just can't stop lying. It's one thing to lie to save your career or your life. I got it. But to lie about fucking burgers, it went up from 300 to 1,000.
Hamburgers.
1,000 hamburgers.
Well, it was 300 hamburgers, but 1,000 hamburgers.
Yeah. Hamburgers.
Wait. Within 1 hour, it was gone.
And it's like, you know what? I'm so like you okay? Like serving 700 more burgers makes that good. No, that's worse. Because if you got enough money to like buy 700 burgers, 1,000 burgers, you got enough money to buy some real food.
No, man. See, that's what really killed me with this. It's one thing to read the article, but to see him talking to the press, I was like, you know what? If you have a buffet, you have a banquet, and you serve fast food, you could just like, I just wanted something fun. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, sure.
That's something you do. You don't really tell people that you did it.
Right. You don't brag about it.
Usually you do it anonymously. Yeah, you don't brag about it. He went and had a press conference and boasted like he was a baller for doing it. Yeah. It out of my own pocket. I'm like, that's not some shit you brag about.
You're a fucking billionaire. Yeah, you paid out your own pocket and was cheap about it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what?
300 burgers, that's $300.
So,
okay.
So, yeah, and former. And so, well, yeah.
He spent like 5 G's on that thing. Yeah. Something like that.
And you got Reggie Bush, who used to play for the NFL, talking about how he treated these college students, man.
Yeah.
These college players. He's like, look, that don't make it better. That you brought in college players and did this, you know, because I'm looking at this. I'm just looking at this again. This is a damn shame. I can't stop looking at it. Every time I look at this screen, I just get mad. He's in the White House. Got the White House looking like a frat house.
But look how they did the camera. Like, oh, check it out, y'all. Oh,
and try
candelabras and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
candelabras.
They
have somebody playing a piano.
I wish my brother George was in. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Yeah. <Do-do-do-do-do>.
Scott.
this fool right here, he and tried to spin it like hamburgers. Pizzas, you know, good American food.
Many fries.
You know,
many fries.
Good American food. Like, no, motherfucker.
Like pizza.
These guys are big eaters. They're not athletes or anything.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So Reggie Bush used to play for NFL. He came in to talk about this.
Sure do.
And he was not mad. He said, you don't do these college players like these. These boys hungry. Don't do them like that. Treat them right.
If you want to do it because you think it's fun, that's fine. But don't act like you're doing something big.
No. That's what he tried to do. Always does something shitty and trying to act like he's doing you a favor.
Right. And lining the food up the way he did, too. That's what gets me, lining it all up.
Yeah, I
see the quarter pounder right there. You don't need to color code this shit for me.
Like, yeah, I know. Hey, I got you burgers, boys. Dig in.
Dig in.
Eat all you want, but save some.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
I wonder how many had a bite out of him, too, before he got to it.
Yeah. This is from Reggie Bush's Twitter right here, and he plays a video where Trump is talking about this, like he really is serving up some gourmet shit.
many French fries, all of our favorite foods. I want to see what's here when we leave, because I don't think it's going to be much. The reason we did this is because
you didn't serve much. He served half. He served Big Macs in the White House for a champion team.
Shut down. We want to make sure that everything is right. So we sent out, we got this, and we have some wonderful people working at the White House. They helped us out with this. And I will say the Republicans are really, really sticking together. It's great to see because we need border security. We have to have it.
We're going to politicize fast food.
Somehow he managed to go from a Big Mac to the border wall.
Yeah.
Only Trump, man.
Why don't you build a wall out of those cold ass burgers?
Yeah. Ain't nobody getting through that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to see one of those football players like, shit. You know,
we sent out, like, he did some real shit.
Yeah.
You know, we went ahead, we did this.
We sent out.
We made some calls.
We made some calls. We got McDonald's. Nobody can get McDonald's like I can get McDonald's.
Yeah. How long has it been sitting there?
3 hours.
Yes.
Only the best Big Macs.
Yes.
Believe me. I've had burger. I've had warm. And now here's what Reggie Bush said about this, and this is what I'm gonna get into it with people. Reggie Bush, he said, just when you think you've seen it all, he's talking to the Clemson team. He says, you guys deserve better. You are world champs, and this is the honor that you receive from my nation's leader. This is disrespectful on so many levels. Just a huge slap in the face. After that kind of performance, shake my head. And so some people are coming in, they're actually arguing with Reggie Bush about this. They're talking to Reggie Bush saying that, oh, you sound so privileged. Poor you, and all these poor players. And they actually went out there and said, I've heard this from several people. I saw many comments. They said, do you know how many people would just be thankful to be fed? Do you know how many people are just thankful to have food? And then you come in here with your privileged attitude. These guys are, these guys are good. You know, they're happy to get this after a government shutdown. Right. And the other thing, Trump, he's like, oh, you know, it's just a joke with him. Come on, he's just having fun. And I'm like, okay, ha ha, very funny. Where's the real fucking food?
Right, exactly.
You know,
exactly. You see the one guy in the front of the line go, I guess.
Right,
you see, I swear to God, go back and look at it. He's like, okay. This is what we got. Here. Cameras are on.
To the people who are saying, you know, this all these comments like, they should be thankful, they're privileged. Let me just.
It's some real racism there. I don't care what
anybody says. Don't, you know, stop being stupid. You know, that is just stupid. And when you say something like that, you're not only making yourself look stupid, but whenever other people gotta come in and point it out to you what's wrong with the logic here, then you're making everybody look dumb. It's a big fucking waste of time, and we're gonna do it anyway, because it just has to be pointed out how dumb that argument is.
And way to miss the point, by the way.
Yeah.
They're looking just to get that.
Well, goddamn.
I mean, yes, we're all lucky to have things. But I mean, if I'm gonna get burgers and pizza, what's the point of me going to the fucking White House?
No, I mean, there's a lot of things you can say that, like, well, you're lucky to get that. But this is fast food burgers. You're not lucky to get that. It's barely even real food. Somebody's right. They're not doing you a favor by giving you that.
I'm not going to even criticize the food. It's not the food.
That's immaterial. But that's not the point.
Saying, right,
my point is, if you say, like, hey, you're lucky somebody wanted to feed you. Okay, so let me ask you, would you dress in your best clothes, go down to the airport, park your car, wade through TSA, and take a 4-hour flight, and then have to take an Uber or cab, whatever, to the White House just for two burgers?
Oh.
Tell me that. Tell me where you're thankful for
that. Oh, no. They got, Martin, it was 1,000 burgers there. They got more.
Yeah,
no.
And also, you have that. You lucky to get that. Well, hold on. I wasn't starving before this meal.
Right.
Yeah. I ate on the plane. I'm cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, I was doing just fine before you put me on this plane. I had some knickknacks in the car.
I dare you. I dare you to walk up in the White House. I dare you to walk up in the White House, say you were invited for dinner, and walk in there and see on a nice long-ass table a pile of Big Macs, and don't say to yourself, ain't this a bitch? I dare you.
I guarantee you they weren't told what they were going to eat. They were just told they were going to have dinner.
Look at their faces.
Which is why they dressed up.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until they were at the White House standing there and could smell it. Weren't sure they were smelling what they thought they would smell. And somebody said, hey, man, I heard it's going to be McDonald's. And they laughed and went like, Now, the president will be serving some of his favorite dishes.
Right. Yeah.
And we really hope you like them.
You know what it was?
Plenty for everyone.
You know what it was? You know what it was? They were like, yo, we got Clemson coming today. He was like, oh, well, I'm going to start eating. Go put this. That was his lunch break. That was his regular fucking lunch.
I've read so many cockeyed defenses of this. I mean, one about, you know, his whole thing, like, oh, the kitchen staff has been furloughed, so they couldn't cook. So that's why they did it. The other is that he's a germaphobe, and he likes to eat at fast food places. That's the only place he thinks food is clean.
That makes a lot of sense.
Or if he ordered somewhere and said the name Trump, they might do something to the food.
You know what? Let me go ahead and put this in realistic terms for you. Chances are you're never going to the White House. You ain't going past the White House no more than the role of a tourist.
Not for the next couple of years.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, man, let me put it in realistic terms for you. Go to a wedding. And have the bride and groom come out serving McDonald's, and then have them say, "Oh, we were just doing this for fun." You're gonna be like, "Okay, this is great.
Yeah.
Where's the real fucking food? Yeah.
Where's the meat or fish?"
You will not stop talking about you. You will go. No, hold on. You will not stop talking about years. You will not stop saying, "Man, I've been to this wedding where they served me burgers and fries from
McDonald's." The reaction from everyone will be,
you know,
bullshit.
No, you will never stop, and that will live. That wedding will be legendary for you.
Right.
The moment they came out with all the burgers and fries, phones would whip out, and Instagram accounts would open up.
Like a million would be open that day.
Let a bride and groom come out talking about, oh, well, you know, it was so cute. Our first date was technically McDonald's, so we decided to serve burgers and fries to everybody. Well, bitch, that's you.
Exactly.
Want real food.
And anybody didn't believe it, be like this. Yeah. Roll tape.
I am at a wedding.
Shit.
Point is that, no, I challenge you. You know what? All those people out there, hey, all you young couples out there talking about, oh, they're lucky to be served that. When you get married, I fucking dare you. Serve McDonald's.
Yeah.
Do it and talk about how cute and funny that is. Film it for us and send it to us. And let's see how that goes out. Let's see how that goes across with your guest.
Let the caterer fuck up and serve you McDonald's instead.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I read was funny. It was Elijah Bell. He said that he laid all the food out like that because he already took all the toys out of the Happy Meals.
I like pickles.
Yeah. It's the point is it's tacky.
It's really tacky. Can you imagine sitting there in the east wing, and all the rappers?
Oh, yeah. And just that smell.
Yeah, the dude, I read one article where it said afterwards it just smelled like body odor.
But see, that's not money. I'm not even talking about the food. Like, I don't have a thing about the food. I mean, everybody's eating McDonald's.
Sure.
It's not bad.
Not my
I eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
We always talk about McDonald's. We leave. Yeah. I'm not going to take this high and mighty attitude like, oh my God, that's gross. No, there's nothing wrong with the food. I eat fast food all the time. But not in the goddamn White House for you serving a college champion team. No, it's tacky.
On a long dinner table with candles.
Candelabras.
Candelabras.
Yeah, like that. Like trying to cover that shit up to make it look better.
Look at the platter of the sauces.
That's like putting a candle on a turd and saying happy birthday. Yeah. Man, it's not. That's not cake.
Well, I'm just
that's
saying.
Shit.
It's doo-doo.
Yeah.
I had McDonald's today, but I ate it in my car with a hoodie on. And not a suit, long table.
Well, but Corey's right. Yeah, I'll eat McDonald's.
I ate it today.
Ever since I was a kid.
If I was in there, it would smell great. I would love this. I mean, you know, but it's not the place for it. And here's another skit that they use. They talk about that. Well, you know, what you want them to do? The government is shut down. All the, you know, all the cooks are gone. I was
open
like,
open the motherfucker back up.
Like, you know, yeah.
Order from somewhere else.
Look, you. This is what you do. You cater.
Yeah.
You know, look, you able to get that fucking clown to bring food over there? You could have at least ordered from Outback or something.
It's true.
You could order from Chili's.
And that whole thing of like, well, if Trump put his name, if they knew it was him, they would do something to the food. You have to put it under your name.
That's bullshit.
There's no excuse for this. You could have ordered from, listen, seriously, you could have ordered. This is a billionaire.
Ruth's Chris.
This is a billionaire. You could have ordered from a gourmet restaurant. Ruth's Chris. Anything.
Anything. Yeah.
Olive Garden.
Yeah. Texas Roadhouse. I don't care, man. Something where it's not fast food.
Yeah.
It's prepared. And another thing is that this is a billionaire besides having the money, he gets every role of being a billionaire wrong. Yeah. He can't tailor his suits.
No.
They just as baggy as hell. It looks like we got a fucking hobo for a president.
It's true.
The only thing that's missing is a hat with a patch on it. You know,
why he wears his suits like that?
Because he's fat.
Yeah, he's a big fat piece.
Because he's eating McDonald's all the time.
Yeah. No, seriously, that's why his ties are. You see how long his ties are?
Yeah.
It's
because he's trying to hide all that midsection.
Exactly. But he has the worst spray tan. And his hair looks stupid all the time.
Look.
And his face looks greasy.
I'll tell you, man.
His chin sucks, too.
We got a... What chin?
I hate his face so much.
You know, I don't like the guy. I'm just telling you. I'm not trying to be petty with it. I'm just telling you what's wrong. There's a billionaire. He can barely look the role of a billionaire, much less the president.
Baggy-ass coat.
Yeah, this baggy-ass coat he got on, serving fast food to guests in the White House. The reason why Trump got this, there's only one reason. It's not because he's doing it as a joke. It's not because he's doing it because it's American food. He's doing it because he eats that shit too.
That's
what he wants. Every time he's in Air Force One, he ain't ever eating no gourmet dining. He's always eating a bucket of chicken, some fries. That's what
quarter pounder.
Yeah, he
and a Diet Coke. Ain't that bad, bitch?
It was always that Diet Coke.
Yeah.
He ordered that.
Trying to watch his
weight. You know what? Well, you know. He ordered that because he wanted some.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. I bet you. When they left, while they're eating. You know how like when you like your mom says you can have the rest as soon as they're done. You look like looking.
Yeah.
Looking like that. He was like looking at everybody. You done with that, right?
No.
Don't eat on me. Hey, slow down. You don't have to eat everything. I bet you he killed that shit as soon as they left.
He is that shitty kind of rich guy who just does stuff that he likes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm trying to convince you that what he. No. I got something. You're going to love this.
It's just, right.
Well, but I'm a vegetarian, though. That doesn't matter. I got some burgers here. You're going to love it. Yeah. Even vegetarians love these burgers. Like, no.
I'm lactose intolerant. Extra cheese. Don't worry about it.
No.
It's just crazy because this guy, that's the way he eats. He eats steak well done with ketchup. Yeah. Yeah, they lucky that those players are lucky they didn't come in there and just find nothing but nuggets and barbecue sauce, because he eats like an 8-year-old.
Yeah, if you went to Europe and said, okay, what's your worst stereotypes about Americans? It's all in him.
There you go. Can't say nothing.
He's well done steak with ketchup.
Yeah.
Didn't he grow up rich? I guess there's no accounting for taste.
Yeah.
He grew up. His dad.
All money, no.
It's
no
funny.
Taste.
We We have a billionaire who eats like trailer trash. Yeah. You know, that's
school in the summertime.
Yeah, this dude. This dude right here. This would have been good. This would have been nice for the Fire Festival. Where was Air Force One when that shit was going on? I bring the gift of Big Macs to all you poor people. Now let's party.
Let's party. Sammy said something about Trump's things. And Trump's like, I'm not putting that poison in my body. Baby, eat that garbage.
This is a man who makes ties and steaks and consumes none of his products at all. It's weird, man. This gets weirder. This has gone beyond making a mockery out of the White House. This is a fucking comedy. You know, this is turning.
It really is.
It really is. This is something. No, think about this. Eight years ago, if they had had a TV show where we had a wacky president that served McDonald's in the White House to a football team, you would have thought, duh. That's funny for TV, but that would never happen.
Yeah.
No, actually, what you'd say is, hey, so when did that pilot get canceled?
Right. Yeah, because people who write shows like Veep, they're like, we don't know what to do now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The real shit is crazy. Yeah, everything we
really
write.
Has gone stranger than fiction right here.
I love that picture, though.
It's an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
That lady's like, bitch, are you for real? Yeah. In the back, she's like, I can't believe this shit.
Is
that a Big Mac?
It's with Trump. It's almost like The Office. Around Trump, there's always people just looking. Just
God damn.
Looking for a camera.
Yeah, camera just
it's nothing. Like this. It's just nothing but living reaction shots around Trump. Every time you see him at a conference or he's out doing something like this, people just around like Jesus.
I don't tell you.
I want to quit, but Jesus.
Just get out there and get him some Big Macs and Whoppers and singles.
Sounds right? And many fries.
many fries.
Oh, here we go,
Pete. The way he said many fries was like, wait, the piece of resistance.
Well, I think many fries was M-I-N-I, mini fries. There's a lot of little bitty fries.
Yeah, sure. Trump Fest 2019.
speaking of quitting, didn't they say that somebody said that Sarah Huckabee Sanders might be quitting soon?
Is she?
I heard she's applying at McDonald's.
I'd take it.
Yeah,
like it's got to be less stressful.
There are people who really have looks in their face of like, you know what? This I'd be better working at McDonald's.
Yo. Tyrone, they hiring? Yeah. Bring back an application.
I mean, I wonder how many people there are on furlough and they're like, look, I'm going to take some of these home. Yeah.
Basically. It's true.
Man, I don't have to tell y'all.
Just got depressed.
There's nothing more you can say.
No, you can't.
It's funny.
We're laughing.
You know what? I used to say you laugh to keep from crying. See with these segments now, I start out laughing. I just end up crying at the end. I'm just like, wow.
Yeah, they haven't been fun for me, but this was the one where I was like, okay.
It was fun.
I have to laugh at this.
Martin, it was fun until I just, see, you're not sitting where I am. I keep looking at this picture and I'm just like, Jesus, this is just depressing.
Especially, he's so proud of it.
Proud.
He's so proud of it.
It's just like, what? Martin, I was having fun with it, then reality sunk in. I was like,
this is undefeated. 14 games.
Well, they couldn't defeat Trump, could they?
That fool
got the last laugh.
they got a championship. That's enough.
Yeah. I would love to have a hidden camera on the people just setting the food up. Like, can you believe this bullshit?
I bet nobody's laughing harder than the Alabama Crimson Tide. Because that's who they beat.
Oh, yeah.
To get there.
Yeah, they're back in the dorm room with women.
You know,
eating McDonald's.
You know what they are? They over there is eating like a gourmet meal somewhere.
Hey, guys, look at this. So how's that White House dinner we missed out on?
they're eating a gourmet dinner. Some are classy like Applebee's.
It's stupid, man.
I mean, I love the players' faces when they first walked in.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't this a bitch?
Like,
first guy was great.
Yeah, they weren't lying.
He was like, oh.
Okay.
I guess I'm first. All right. Oh,
man. Maybe there's actually money in some of these.
Yeah. He's got to be. It's just a quarter pounder. Okay. All right.
You knew there was one guy who was sitting up there. They're like, you ain't eating? Nah, man. He's going to bring out real food in a minute.
Yeah. And of course, there's one.
Go ahead, get full.
Yeah.
I'm only enjoying my real meal. 3 hours later.
And you know, there's a couple country motherfuckers on there like, get out of my way. The gang, what?
Yeah.
He feeding us the good shit.
No, there was that one dude that was like, McDonald's, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Shut up, man. It's not supposed to be cool.
Act like you've been somewhere.
Yeah. Well, shit. Let's, bottle half full, man. We in the White House.
Oh, my God. They're wearing suits and ties.
I know. Yeah. And my thing is, I can't get over how cold that food must have been.
Oh, yeah.
See how cold that pizza looked?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, one dude like, man, we eating McDonald's, man. Yeah, but we in the White House eating McDonald's. Shut your dumb.
Yeah.
Let's not make it better.
You see? You gonna eat that?
Yeah, I know. You're not eating. No, I'm gonna get one that's hot on the way home.
Yeah. At the airport.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a freshman at the McDonald's airport.
Well, on behalf of America, y'all, we're sorry.
We're sorry.
And hell.
No, at this point, yeah, we,
yeah. I have one in the car today. Yeah. Listen to a fucking podcast in a red light.
Well, y'all talked about it enough. I got to get one on the way home.
Yeah,
well. I got to take a presidential shit and see what's done.
Well, Martin, I hope on your way home you pick up candles and silverware. Yeah, yeah. Martin, after this day, you just can't eat McDonald's out the box like that.
You better set that mood.
You have to. You got to wait to get that lobster bib.
Yeah. Do you want to borrow my serving tray?
Yeah. And they had a few obligatory salads around.
Yeah. Some of the salads were just scattered around. Yeah. You may as well just open it up and threw some lettuce.
I don't even think it was real.
No, Trump probably walked this in. Get that goddamn salad out of here. I told y'all.
That was like plastic plants in there.
You think this is a fucking game? Get that salad out of here.
Let me crunch it. Let me see. What's that?
Did that in Kingsman, Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh shit! Well,
I knew. That's right. That's why I remember that, because that's why
apparently Trump has seen that movie.
You know, that's a good idea.
Oh, that's right. But the thing about the Kingsman, it was a fucking joke.
not for Trump.
He's a billionaire. I'm a billionaire.
Oh, God.
This is what we do. If he can do it, I can do it. Plus, I just like Big Macs. Yeah.
Hey, good news. Just to end things on a good note.
Please, God.
On a good note, just in case. Just in case you were following this, this is brief. I'm just happy to say that New York has become the 15th state to ban gay conversion therapy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a shame it's got to be banned. Like, just don't do it.
Ban it.
did I say happy? I meant sad, because, you know, that treatment has been clearly shown to work.
Pair of purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
A woman.
Now, listen. Y'all praise God with him.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Somebody believe God with him.
Hey! You say with him?
God whipped the gay right out of him.
Oh.
Yeah, apparently they had...
With leather and chaps? Well, with this gay out your ass.
God put his dick in that man and pulled the gay right out. No, that was one of the biggest examples of religious gay conversion. You know,
I hate this shit.
They bring these people in and they talk about how they're going to give them the spirit and how, you know, this is a choice and everything.
Took some of the gay at him because his ass couldn't dance.
I was going to say that.
Uh-oh, shit, lost the rhythm. I'm on the string.
I'm
not gay no more.
Bullshit.
Oh, shit. Did he really just say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not gay no more.
Yeah. Nah, it doesn't work, people. He's delivered. Not delivered, but delivered. In the words of Madea, delivered.
If you have to holler out in front of a bunch of people, I'm not gay no more. Yeah. Chances are.
Yeah.
Back to the drawing board.
I'm not gay no more. Oh, shit. Yeah. Never mind.
I didn't steal nothing. Why are you looking at me like that?
You know, it's funny because this dude, he's talking about, he knows how he sounds. He's like, I ain't gay no more. And he's heard, oh, shit. That was kind of gay.
He stopped himself.
Yeah, he put a little bass in his voice.
I am delivered.
No. Unless Amazon's bringing you homosexuality, you ain't delivered from shit.
But it's okay.
But it's okay.
He's like, less RuPaul, more Michael Clark Duncan. Got it.
Yeah, you are. You can probably, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm not gay no more.
Yeah, I feel like the operation didn't take. Yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah. Well, brother, I got ears and they say you are.
Eyes.
Yeah, I got eyes too, yeah. Yeah, you're going to be on that dick next week again. I talked about this video yesterday. I said, if this man falls off the wagon, he's going to have dick in every hole in his body.
Look at that suit.
Look at that tie.
I like on his coming out party, he wore the gays. I mean, or his conversion party, he wore the gays tie. Yeah, that man talking about I'm not gay no more. And God's like, not with that time.
Yes, you are.
Hey, your clothes still are.
Yeah, yeah. So, I haven't been shopping yet. I'm too scared to go.
Let me see what they say about this here. They say that this is the New York State Legislature. It's a damn. It's a damn. Like they got to ban it.
I know.
The New York State Legislature voted Tuesday to ban so-called gay conversion therapy on minors, with Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo expected to sign the bill as soon as this week. The measure passed 57 to 4. Well, I wonder who those four people are. No, it works. It worked on me.
I'm not gay anymore.
Nah. I'm living proof.
You ain't proof. Watch me dance.
Yeah, that just means your ass on the down low.
Yeah, the DL.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't count.
No, it counts. That dick you were just on, it counts.
Yeah, poking night my ass. No.
It counts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 dicks. It counts. Ha, 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 ha. 10 dicks in my mouth. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, oh. Nah, man, come on. You ain't delivered from shit. Shut up.
I know what you're about to get delivered.
Yeah. You about to deliver something ass or somebody. You ain't delivered from nothing. No. I don't want to hear that.
I'm not gay no more. I'm sorry.
You mumbling like somebody in his actual church.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I ain't gay no more. I know what you're
going to do. Mumbling like he's at the party. Like, yeah. You know shit. He's doing gay.
Yeah, he's fucking, yeah. Shit. This Negro left with the choir director.
He showed up with him, too.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate.
I'm not falling off the wagon since. What time is it?
No. It don't work like that.
That Negro's tie, man. I'm saying.
I need a tie. That's a bouquet. Yeah, he's wearing the goddamn dandelion and shit.
Like homie the clown and shit.
No. I don't want to hear this.
Wearing a dandelion. He is a dandelion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a dandelion. Rawr.
Put him up.
Put him up. I'll take you with one hand tied by my back.
Rise.
Just live. Be who you are.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I mean, unless you're an asshole, you should try to change that.
Hmm. Oh, you're looking for assholes.
God damn, man.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I guess so.
I regret nothing. Let me see here. Wow.
I feel sorry for when he feels he has to do that.
Yeah.
All joking aside, it's just
yeah. No, we're joking, but no, it is, man. Everybody knows that. I mean, and people even do this. They know this doesn't work. People, you know, I think these people are hard pressed to believe that they really think that they can convert somebody. They're just like, you know what? If I can just keep you from making me uncomfortable for a little while, right. You just put on the illusion of being gay.
Yeah, well, you know, a guy like that, he grows up in that church, is where his whole community is,
right?
But they're constantly telling him,
ostracizing him.
Yeah, you can't be here if you're gonna be gay.
Yeah. Well, let me see. I got a short. It says short and, fucking and, question from DBZ fan. That's Dragon Ball Z fan.
His question is, "What's up,
Devonta?" Nothing. How about you? On the next question. Let me see here. Just want to know some thoughts on the episode premiere of True Detective, since you said would be on Tuesday. Well, we had Spider-Man and Quigley come in and mess that up. So. No, I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, I hadn't watched it yet.
No. Did you see it?
Yeah. There's two episodes out. And you really need to watch both.
Mm. Okay.
We got Mahershala Ali and Stephen Dorff.
Stephen Dorff's really good in it, too.
Oh, well, I think he's a good actor. Always have.
I guess I would say he's a good actor. He's just always been such a weasel. I never liked him and stuff.
Right.
But
he's doing his job.
Yeah.
No, not supposed to like him.
Let's see here. This is from Solar. Solar says, thinking more about the Trump thing, I'm finding a bright side in that now man across the country can have a presidential Valentine's Day. No more pressure, silver palettes, and cold Mickey D's. If praying the gay way works, then you'd think the Catholics would have done it by now. And finally, are you guys going to talk about the Razor commercial controversy? What controversy?
Some about, I guess I haven't really watched it, but Gillette did a commercial against toxic masculinity, and some people are losing their shit. They're mad about it.
Oh, let me see here. Let me see. I'll type.
To me, it looked like one of those things. It's okay. People are going to talk about it for about 3 or 4 days, and then it'll be gone.
Yeah, I've been having some really
There's just too many controversies.
I've been having some really unpopular opinions. I got my ass jumped on yesterday because Logan Paul made a joke about so I'm gonna go gay for a month. And
I heard that.
Yeah, and I thought it was a terrible joke, and that it was not delivered well. He's not funny, so it was delivered badly, and so I said, man, I don't, and all these celebrities are talking about it. I was like, man, I hate to see celebrities get upset over a bad joke because they're giving this guy what he wants. Because everybody thought, oh, this
guy's a troll, I guess.
Yeah, they say, well, he's being harmful, which, you know, I do want to be careful about people saying you can't joke about things.
Yes.
If you make an offensive joke and it goes off badly, then you're offensive. And that's what he did.
Yeah.
But this whole thing about you can't say that, I was like, man.
What did he do?
He was in his studio and he said, I'm going gay for a month. And I don't know I don't know the rest of the context to it, but and I think a lot of people took him seriously, which I did not. I said, I don't think he's going gay for a month for real. Because if he did,
I'll subscribe to his channel.
Because he'll be on YouTube getting fucked in the ass trying to get likes for it. But
that's really going all out for those likes.
He's already got the hairdo for it. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah. So he's so Logan Paul came out and said that. And I was just like, yeah, I just hate to see a guy get this much attention over a bad joke. I was like, sure. I don't think it's going to actually. Could it be offensive to gay people? Yeah, I can see how that could be offensive to them. But
sure.
I don't want to.
You just don't want to give the man any undue attention or any extra attention because he's such a jackass.
And that's what happens. He does all this shit for attention. And that was a bad joke that landed bad. And in that case, it was offensive. But it's just now he's just like, yeah, let's talk about it on my podcast. And I was like, okay, that's exactly what we wanted.
Exactly what he wanted. He's the kind of guy, he's not like, you know, when you're already paying attention and he's like, oh, man, why'd you say that? He's like this, hey, come here. Now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll call you on the phone just to say, you know who I haven't fucking bugged in a while? Martin. Let me call him up. You know what I'm saying? Like, that kind of shit. You know people like that. Mm-hmm. And that's what, but of course, you know, his stage is the entire.
Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So I guess today we're going to talk about razors. Now, I am.
Okay. Yeah.
His accent is already making me nervous.
This is already sounding offensive. Yeah.
Yeah. About razors and niggers. Just tell him it's that close.
It just rolls off your tongue.
Yeah. Martin Luther King and niggers.
Okay. Let's talk about this Gillette. No, it's not. It's not actually the ad. Let me see here. Because I haven't seen the ad. I'm making no.
I don't even know what.
I haven't seen it either. I've just seen people talking about it.
What's the context of it? The ad? Like,
Sam is coming to help. I just told you I have not seen
it. Oh, you said people told you about it.
No, I've seen people talking about it.
No, I got it. Okay. I got it right here.
God damn, man. I'm sorry. Shit.
Let me see here. All right. I got the commercial right here. I have not seen this. Let me see. Hold on. Let me see what all the hoopla is about this.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
But she says he's a
prostitute. And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are.
You have to go rape her?
In ways big.
Y'all men, we're everywhere.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Okay, I don't know what the problem is unless they feel like they're using a movement to sell
to sell a product, so it seems false.
It's hardly selling the product.
Yeah.
Halfway through, I forgot what the product was.
I thought it was an ad for Don't Rape Women. Because you're right. It was just kind of like, if anything, it's probably like, it wasn't realistic because it's like, you know, people don't do that out in public. Hey, girl. Hey, man, don't be doing that shit.
Yeah. One dude was walking up like, ooh.
Ooga, ooga. Boom, boom. How about this one, Holly?
Yeah. Look at that piece of jerky. Cut me off a slice.
Yeah, like
everybody construction worker.
Damn, I mean, people come out of restaurants and diners and stop your ass. Like this is what I. If anything, it's just kind of crazy. It's like
a hop out of a manhole cover. Yeah. Boonk.
Yeah. Woo-wee. Sir, can I take your order? Wait a minute, hold on. Hey, man, don't be touching that. Did you see this look?
Yeah.
To act the right way,
bro. Not cool. Not cool.
Bro, I
don't even know you, man. Get your hands off of me.
Yeah, you better go eat your burger. Leave me the fuck alone.
That was my wife.
Yeah.
Not cool, dude.
Like, that'll get a dude's ass beat trying to. Yeah. Like, you might have good intentions, but no, you know, I honestly don't know what the controversy is. I mean, so I can't really speak unless somebody wants to send us an email explaining to us.
Well, I think it's a lot of the men's right advocates who have been like, hey, why you got to make men look so bad?
Well, we're doing that ourselves. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You ain't got to worry about. Yeah, come up, man. Is that what this is?
Yeah. So yeah, white supremacists. What I'm saying. Men's rights people are all fucking up in arms about this because now we're attack on men. You know, now men can't be men anymore. Was it Pierce Morgan who is?
That guy.
He was getting mad at his name? 007 for holding his kid in one of those little.
He made it one of. Yeah. I remember when he did that, and people just kind of like so. So you're a bitch if you actually want to be close to your baby.
Right. Yeah. So that was the whole thing with Pierce Morgan. So then he's like, well, now men can't be men, boys. He goes, let boys be boys. Let men be men. This is an attack on men. And that's what everyone's saying is that Gillette should just stick to making razors and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, every time somebody says something, then the response is, you need to just stick to doing the thing I like you doing.
Right.
And not and not have your own opinion.
And so a bunch of dumbasses are throwing away disposable razors and be like, fuck you, Gillette. It's like you're supposed to throw those motherfuckers.
Yeah, they're already disposable.
And you know what those dumbasses are? They're out in the trash right now trying to dig that shit out before the trash man comes. Spend money on this. No, you know, this is what happens all the time, man. Look, times are changing. That's it. I mean, we could sit up here and talk about this and talk about how people are getting upset, being hypersensitive to this. But that's what happens. We're in a time when, you know, men are we're at a point where we're in self reevaluation mode, and you know, because of that, a lot of people they don't like change. You know, I mean, that's what it is. Maybe some of the stuff that's in this commercial is what do you call it? Exaggerated a little bit.
The commercial is kind of long and it's cheesy parts.
It's a little heavy handed.
It's a little heavy handed.
Like seeing stuff like the dad with his daughter, it looks like genuine footage of people as opposed to some of these scenarios they built. And I think with those two boys fighting on the ground, I don't know anybody who would just let that go on without going, hey, you two knock it off.
That's the problem with stuff like this, man. Yeah. It's like they make it a little bit too heavy.
Yeah.
You know, they make it a little bit too they when there's stuff that could actually speak for itself.
Yeah.
The stuff with Terry Crews in there.
Yeah.
A real guy with his daughter seeing fathers with their sons, being good fathers. That's what works. All this stage shit they got going on.
Exactly.
This was like a bad TV show. Hey, you want a controversy? That's the controversy, you know? Make a better fucking commercial.
No, but you
and also the funny thing, the big dramatic thing where he was like, I think what she's trying to say is, he put his hand on his shoulder, she was all, the board meeting thing. I was like, wow.
And this thing
I'm
right here.
This is the movies next time I go.
I mean, I do admit that it kind of makes, it takes man to an animalistic level. Look, dudes can do horrible things. People can do horrible things. But this shit, you know, being in front of an audience, be like, look at that ass. You know?
But that's the thing. TV shows used to do shit like that. There's a series on Facebook called Zach Morris is Trash, where it's literally about Zach Morris doing rapey shit on Saturday, Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Every fucking
that's
episode.
That's a lot of stuff like that we grew up with. We saw it all the time.
The Honeymooners.
Honeymooners, yeah.
To the moon.
To the moon, Alice.
Like, beat your ass so hard.
Yeah,
would
be you.
Actually, you know, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it was, I'm going to hit you one time that you're going to go flying. Right. But it was an empty threat because she clearly had all the power.
Every time he said that, she would look at him. She like, would say, "I dare
I
you."
Wish
yeah,
you would.
I wish you would yeah. try. Yeah.
No, so I see your point because there have been things like that.
And that's part of the thing where you know we grew up with shit like that. Jersey Shore. I was a teenager when that was mm-hmm. going on. You think that guy partying around shirtless with all those girls? I grew up watching shit like that, and so you know I was there laughing too. And I even
yeah, there it is.
Look, she's all sick. Oh,
she's all traumatized by a shoulder touch.
But well, that's you know,
I mean, I get it. I get that.
I get it. It's just funny.
I've had to reevaluate certain things. Like some words I used to say and things like that. So I've already kind of gone through that growth, but there's some people that are 65 years old, 55 years old that are like, I ain't changing. I ain't never going to change.
I think that's like because there's a lot of stuff they do here mm-hmm. that we don't do. And we don't even know people mm-hmm. in our circle who do that. Mm-hmm. Like the catcalling. Because I have people saying to me like, man, you gotta tell your audience to stop catcalling people. I was like, I don't know anybody who catcalls.
You know what it is?
But it happens.
Yeah,
out
it,
there.
No, it happens. And I'm not talking about the incidents because you're right. I mean, there has been, needless to say, there has been a history of sexism on television. And it's been obvious. Married with Children, we pretty much, they encourage people to look at a teenage girl and sexualize her. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's
jumping up and down all the time.
It's there. I guess what I'm saying is that when you mix this commercial in with real images and you see the sincerity behind it and then you film it in with like over dramatic actors,
yeah,
it doesn't
like
work.
Like there's enough footage of real events that they could have put in here mm-hmm. and taken out the stage stuff that would have made it feel more authentic. And it's for the men's group feeling attacked. I mean, it is, you know, not that it's wrong, but it is. It's 2 minutes of going, you. And somebody watching that is just kind of like, well, damn, man, give me a break here.
But so the fuck what? That's my thing. It's like, because people, I mean, I know you're not that guy.
Okay, thank you.
But the thing is, it's like, This is going on. We either experienced it or have gone through it in some way, shape, or form. And to deny that it happened or that we don't have a problem or that this shit hasn't been going on, you haven't been calling your mm-hmm. people accountable, you're just lying to yourself.
No, you're right.
Like when you guys are joking, like, you didn't call me a bitch, but if you did, we'd be like, dude, don't call your wife a bitch.
Yeah, no,
like,
of course.
We have people call you out like that, right?
Yeah, and people know when it's a joke and whatnot, but I get it, man. Mm-hmm. Listen, the commercial's making a point that people don't like because people are actually trying to – people have to own up now to a certain thing. You can argue whether the commercial is done well or not, but the message is still there and the message is true. And whenever that happens, people are not going to like it. Everything that has to change, people fight it, even if it seems like it's for the best. People don't like diversity in video games. They don't like it in movies. They don't like their perceived dominance – is being taken, and that's on every level, you know, and it goes down. White people feel threatened by other races. Straight people feel threatened by gays. A man feel threatened by women. Women feel threatened by other women. You know, it's like, and it goes, it's a chain of these things. And so this is a natural reaction to that. Bottom line is that these people who are complaining, talking about they're throwing away their razors, they're boycotting. Mm-hmm. This happens all the time. And I think, and you can tell me what you think about this, Sammy. I just think that life has a natural progression of, you know, things change. Progress happens. Mm-hmm. And y'all can get mad about a simple commercial all you want to. It ain't changing the bigger fact of life of where things are going.
Right.
So go ahead and get going with your little hairy ass, you know, and be upset about this. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, change is inevitable. It's kind of like when the people say, there's like a news article that was out there. It's like, there are more millennials in Congress now than ever before. It's like, we can't know shit. Yeah, everyone else is dying out. We're getting old.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That's what happens. Yeah. And it's like, you know, the old guard is being overthrown, and people are actually saying, no, you can't be touching women, you can't be groping them, you can't be doing that shit anymore. As much as it was cool when you guys did it, this is not going to stand, and they're not going to stand for it.
Yeah.
So you got to start acting right up in this
shit. If you ever watch an episode of Benny Hill, it ain't nothing but about trying to rape women.
That's all he's doing. That's all he do.
He's just chasing women.
Not so much rape, but groping.
He was chasing these women that didn't want sex and trying to fuck them. Right. That's kind of rapey, man. You know?
Chasing behind.
Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, I'm surprised they cut in some scenes of Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably couldn't get the rights to it. James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
James Bond having sex with a girl, and then he wakes up and throws her in front of a bullet. That shit.
And I don't even think they're trying to say, hey, look, we can't have this stuff out there anymore. Maybe some we can't. Maybe some we can. But it is a message of times are changing. I'm thinking about the whole thing with video games. People like they throw a fit whenever there's something. Whenever you change a lead character from a a blonde or a brunette headed, bearded, chiseled guy, yeah. white guy,
yeah.
people lose their shit. Or unless it's like a big titted female character that, right. that's jiggling every time she's shooting something, you know, it's people. But when things change, man, people get upset.
Yeah, because I mean, everyone's afraid of change. Everyone thinks the previous generation's crazy and they're doing things wrong and they're not as good as the old generation. But I mean, these kids nowadays are more capable. They're smarter than we've ever been before. They've had more access to information than ever before. So they're going to be fine. We're the ones that are going to get left behind. And I think yeah. people just know that that's happening at a much faster rate.
Well, also, yeah. if you've gone along with the status quo and you think of yourself as a good person, mm-hmm. this is something that says, well, maybe you're not the good guy you think you
oh,
are.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe there are some, oh, man, I do how to do that. You know, yeah, yeah. something, you know, put a mirror up to you, you yeah, know, kind right. of thing. I will say this, though. I didn't see one person shave in that goddamn commercial. That's all I know. Not one motherfucker shaved in that commercial. I didn't see one razor.
Well, they were shaving their sexism away.
they're too busy assaulting women.
Yeah. Shoulder touching.
I love, like, there's about three scenes where dudes about to get their ass beat.
I know.
It's like, shit just turns to a zombie film. This dude's just converging on them.
Hey, man, you need to be cool. What are y'all surrounding me now?
Okay, it's like that? No, but it was like, I would love to see, like, be on set where the director's like, okay, give the rapiest look you can before you start advancing on this woman. And a random yeah. guy's going to walk out of the cafe and stop you. Hey, not cool.
Yeah.
I felt your rapey look from inside. Because, I mean, it was like, if he hadn't stopped him, what was he going to do? He was like, remember, he was all.
Starts tiptoeing like a cartoon.
Yeah. He had his hands all.
I know. Yeah, you're right. Wringing his hands.
All like an old man do.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's no, that shit, no. Yeah, almost like that's the one part. I just like, man, go in and mind your own goddamn business. You know, this dude coming out here like,
ooh.
Like, hey, man, that's my cousin. We're supposed to meet here for lunch. I'm just reminding him.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck off me. Yeah, man, get off.
No, there's a tweet I saw. It was this. It said, if you're upset about the Gillette commercial, smile, man. You look prettier that way. It's the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's old shit, man.
Yeah, just, yeah, man. It's a heavy-handed commercial, but if you don't like it, shut the fuck up. You ain't got to boycott. Everybody boycotting everything but what they should be boycotting.
Exactly.
Right. Try this. Man up. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
Shit. Yeah, you too.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, you want to boycott something? Boycott these goddamn burgers in the White House.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, you're going to let your beard grow big and nappy because you mad about a commercial. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Big and nappy. Oh, yeah, nappy ass.
Yeah. Why are you looking all like a caveman shit, man? I'm boycotting. Yeah. Boycott your face.
Hashtag me too.
Ah, well.
I can't even name another fucking razor brand. All I use is Gillette, so.
Can I ask y'all something since we're on the subject of razors? I want to ask y'all a question. Well, I know you haven't shaved in a while, so you probably
don't
know.
I shaved down here.
Okay, well, that's the area I need to know. Mm-hmm. So we've been getting these razors from Dollar Shave Club. And, you know, in our sponsorships, I tell you that I can't shave, but, you know, I do recommend them to people who do shave, and, you know, they're getting good feedback on that. And I finally, I told you I pulled out a razor and went ahead and used it myself. And it was nice, man. It was really smooth, and it stayed pretty cool for a couple of days. And then this last time I shaved, it got – man, it started burning a little bit.
You use the same razor?
Yeah. But I only used that razor twice.
Yeah, I mean, they're always best when you first use them. Because
mm-hmm.
they're at their sharpest.
Right.
And you do it along, you know, for a while, you can take a lot more dullness. But you're just brand new to it, so... For you, yeah, you might be only able to get two shaves out of a razor full until you build up a tolerance.
Is that what I have to do? I got to build up a tolerance?
Yeah. So you have sensitive skin?
Well, my hair just grows out in all kind of crazy ways. So, I get a lot of ingrown hairs if I shave too deep because it curls up under the skin.
Right.
Right. Well, also what you do is – I need to do – I'm going to do it tonight. Steam your face.
Yeah, hot towel.
Hot towel.
Well, no. I mean, I tell you, boil the water, turn the water off. It's not pleasant. And then – put a towel over your head and then let that oil get out. And then when you're done with that, wash your face real good and then pluck out the hairs that come out.
Okay. So then you got to cook yourself then.
Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, that's what I do. I'm doing it tonight. Like I said, it's not pleasant. It's not pleasant.
Smooth.
But it works.
Okay. Well, because I was told to take a shower, hot shower before you shave. And that's what I do.
Yeah. You do that, right?
Yeah, I do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I go hot shower, electric razor, then lather it up, straight razor. I use the Mach 5.
Okay. That's what you use, right?
I use the Gillette Fusion.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what I use.
All right. I was just wondering, man, because my face was burning, man.
Burning hard. After shave, too.
Yeah, I use witch hazel or some astringent afterwards, too.
No skin bracer?
No.
Yeah, do you have any leftover stuff from Dollar Shave Club? I need it. Some beard balms or something. I've been taking care of my beard. I've been using like beard balm and shit.
Get those, man. They send over the shave butter and the one wipe Charlie's. One wipe Charlie.
Oh, that's hanging outside that liquor store. One wipe Charlie.
Still got that dirty ass.
One wipe Charlie, not Charlie. Charlie. Let me talk to you real quick, young blood.
Dynasty says. He says, the I'm Not Gay No More dude is named Andrew Caldwell. He lives in my city, St. Louis. And he's a bald-faced liar because he was hitting on me and my friend Ryan at a local mall in 2014. I'm not gay no more, my ass. No, I think that's what he wanted. I make big Dynasty. No, thank you for telling us that. And
ass deconverted him.
Yeah. No, I like the confirmation, but nobody thought that this dude was straight. Not for a minute.
Well, I guess Felix said someone in the chat had his new girlfriend at one point in there. So, and I think I've seen her too. She's like
really?
A pretty girl, but like, it's a farce, man. It's a joke. Yeah, he's duck facing in the photo.
He's duck facing the photo.
He is not delivered, as he would say.
Well, that's one beard he won't shave.
Bravo, young Williams. That's my boy.
Y'all are made for each other. You two. Hey, this is from Kenneth Kenneth Chahone.
Right there.
What did it say here? Do you think Ant-Man and the Wasp took place right before Avenger Infinity War? Spider-Man Far Away From Home takes place right after it as well. Or he's asking, does it take place right after that as well? Or is it confirmed that it takes place after? Thank you so much for answering these questions. You are amazing. Thank you so much. What's up?
So Ant-Man, the Wasp was before. Happened before, and then, spoiler alert for the post-scene credit, during Infinity War. So here's the thing. Marvel didn't want Sony releasing the Far From Home trailer yet. They wanted to have another Endgame trailer and then Far From Home, but Sony was like, fuck that. We want to ride our Spider-Man ship right there. So they threw it out there. So it's supposed to take place after Endgame, but if you look at the passport, there's no date on his passport. So they can edit that to either be before or after. So they can switch it at any time. But.
And there's Andrew Caldwell right there. No.
Oh, Jesus.
No, hell no.
She wasn't as pretty as I remember.
Yeah.
No. Maybe.
What?
Yeah, no.
Well, I'm not going to talk about the girl, but him. He's. No. No. Hell no. No.
She just wanted to get in the photo.
Shit. Let me leave.
How much y'all paying me to be his girlfriend?
Oh, let me see. Yeah. This is probably something we should say for What Up, Son, but this guy. We answered a question from him, Andrew Vasquez. He said that he was having a problem with racism at his work. Jokes and everything were being told. People were being discriminated against. And he says here, dear DT crew, I just wanted to give you an update from my phone call last Monday. At the end of the call last week, I had quit my job and found myself a position at a much better work environment. Thank you again for the talk last week. I really appreciate it. Andrew, that's what we're telling him to do, man. We're telling him to, if you feel that bad about it, either leave or be prepared to take a lot of hell from people because... You know, it's
did he blow the whistle?
It's well, he would have been. You know, that was the position that he was in. Does he tell somebody about what's happening? Because there was some discrimination going on. These people were. He said that they were like his boss saying, "Yeah, I don't hire black people because I just had a bad experience with a couple of them." So, always that couple, man, ruining it for everybody. Spider-Man reaction. Let me see. They managed to make my boy Mysterio look badass. There's also reference to Hydro Man, and it says here, Amazing Spider-Man, 212 on the boat behind. Oh, that's okay. So
there's lettering on a boat. That's ASM 212, and that's referencing Hydro Man's first appearance.
Amazing
Spider-Man 212.
There's some other stuff in there. There's that one where he made that appearance. Uncle Ben, his initials
on the briefcase.
On the briefcase, yeah. Let's see here. I'm hoping the stakes are higher this time around. I can pull off a good emotional story like last time. The last movie was about Peter Parker stepping up and becoming Spider-Man. Maybe this time he can grow in his social life, i.e. Mary Jane. P.S.
You know, some people are upset that they haven't mentioned Uncle Ben. You can't please some motherfuckers out there.
Man, true.
I mean, he's dead, man. We done heard that story how many times?
Yeah, it's been all about not retelling that origin again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was mad that he showed his initials. I was like, I don't want to hear this.
I loved it that he'd already had his powers.
Yeah.
Like, he already knew about him, and we didn't need to see the origin again. We don't need to see Uncle Ben get shot again. No. Especially after the last time where he brought the shit on himself. No. I mean, this dude running away. Uncle Ben's like, I must stop him. Why? You brought that shit on yourself, man.
You see here.
Look, don't make me shoot you. He's jumping in front of the gun.
What is this? My first SoundCloud upload. 2 minutes of your time. What is it, man? Is this
Captain Skeptical? What is it? Yeah, hold on now.
Because, listen, if I...
I know 2 minutes seems like it's not a lot to you, but it's a lot.
2 minutes is 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes is a lot. They give
something you don't want to see.
Yeah. If you're bombing, it's an eternity.
They give comedians 2 minutes of time, a 2 minute set time on stage at certain moments.
At the Velveeta Room on open mic night,
you do 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's two, and it's three, two or three, and I think maybe it's three.
I think it's three.
It's three, but I'm telling you, like, first off, like. It's 3 minutes, like, filling that time. If you don't have enough material, like, you got to basically write 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And then when you start getting the light, you kick into, like, okay, what's my ender? Mm-hmm. Let me segue into that and get off the stage. If you don't have enough, it's very apparent. Like, you know, that plus, if you're bombing, it's like, oh.
Hell yeah.
The clock may as well be going backwards.
I'm going to tell you something, man. This is from Relentless Audio. We ain't playing no demos on here, man. You know,
like, is it music?
I think it's music, and it's two. It's like, man, first of all, you ain't getting 2 minutes, and the other problem here is that you putting all of us on the spot, because if it ain't that great, we ain't gonna pretend like we like it. You know, we ain't gonna sit up and look crazy, Yeah, and if it's good, you know, that's fine, but we're taking that risk. And I don't want you to get mad at us if we have to sit up here and make fun of something, because we ain't gonna sit up here and have people looking at us and this shit is bombing and we up here, oh well, that's kind of nice. Nah, man.
You know we do.
Nah, yeah.
All right. So do we get 30 seconds of it?
You want 30 seconds?
I didn't, but now that you
now you're
kind of
curious.
Up,
yeah. Okay, because I don't want to make a habit out of this. I barely stop people from trying to get us to promote their GoFundMe page.
Oh, trailers and shit.
And trailers and
people,
yeah.
Send me, I'm like, what do you think of it? I'm like, it's bad. Work on it. I'm sorry.
Work on it.
Someone sent me a trailer. I was like, this is not good. And he was like, anything good about it? I liked one thing. And then he was like, thanks anyway. Bye.
There's a girl I know. I'm not going to use names. She changes her hair and appearance all the time. And she's got to say this. What do you think?
Oh.
And people, see, that's the face right there. Yeah. So people are like, oh, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I'm like, you shouldn't have asked me.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't even get a chance to say anything. You just kind of go.
We'll give this 30 seconds, Martin. See how this is.
Get your hooks ready.
Get your freak on.
This is the one time I'm going to tell you, man. You asked us to do this.
I'm gonna tell you.
You were putting this out in the public. You had to be prepared for what happens.
No holds barred.
I don't want no email coming back or some comment. Well, fuck you guys. I'm quitting. I'm unsubscribing. I ain't listening to you no more. Y'all some bitches. You know. Yeah, we are. We know that. That's why we ain't holding.
Corey, you gotta put me on.
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
Is this music?
I think it's music.
He had to put me on it like that.
It's called it's called Chest Burster Gore Redux. Food ain't that bad. This already sounds amazing.
What?
Let's go ahead and see.
The other members of the quartet, cargo and ship destroyed.
You still don't understand what you're dealing with.
What's the matter? The food ain't that bad, baby.
Well, that sucks. No, I'm kidding. No, man, look, it's not bad. It's not bad. We probably have to get more into it, but I don't know if 2 minutes is going to help you with this.
Cargo and
Yeah, I'll skip ahead. Let's give it.
I said skip ahead, goddammit.
The food ain't that bad. I'm a reverb.
It's just that for 2 minutes. Man.
So you wanted 2 minutes, huh? You
it's funny because at that point where you had cut it off, I thought, well, it's getting a little better. Maybe there's something there.
Hey, you want to get to the end?
But the second you came back to it, I was like, oh, no.
Can I take a guess?
Wow.
Hey, maybe this, has a great climax to it. Let's listen.
Final report of the commercial starship.
Okay, brother, listen. Right. I don't know. I don't know if you're trolling. Look, do you want to? When you do something, what do you want from this? What was your end goal here? What was the purpose? Because now don't get mad. That's what we do in our ears right now.
Is this TV music 90s porn? Some Skinamax shit.
Okay, you want you. What you see there?
In the chat, a couple people.
You want an honest opinion? You want my honest opinion? I'm gonna let you know, man. First of all, I'm not gonna even because I can sit up here and be shitty and just try to make a joke out of it and get a laugh. But I'm gonna give you look. You put it out there. You want 2 minutes of time? You're gonna get it right now. Some of that's gonna be taken up by a review. Now I don't know. You might be playing in Ibiza next week on a big island. You might be a billionaire DJ by next year. And you got my blessing, man. I ain't trying to break you down. I'm not. But what I'm hearing right here, and I like beats. I listen to ambient music and beats all the time. It's a 2 minute song, and it's repetitive, man. It's repetitive as fuck. And also, it's got this dubstep thing going on that seems like, and I used to love dubstep. Yeah, I still listen to it, but I think it's kind of moved on a little bit. It's kind of evolved into something else. It sounds like something that's already, it sounds like something that's a little outdated, man.
Did he sample you in it? I heard your voice near, like, right before it dropped, maybe at the 20-second mark. The food ain't that bad. It sounded like you.
No, that's the effect.
I guess.
Yeah, the food ain't that bad, man.
I guess.
Look, I'm gonna tell you, it's not terrible, man. It's not, but I don't know. I got a DJ over here. What do you think, man? Yeah, what do you think? I think it's a little repetitive and sounds just a little outdated. But that's just me. But it's not bad, not bad.
No. You said it sounds a little outdated. But to be honest, listen, I've been in the game for 10 years. I've heard bad. Like this is a guy who started producing. He worked on it for maybe 2 months or something. It's okay. I promise it's okay. Yeah, I think there's a lot that could be done with it, but it's not bad.
Okay. Yeah, that's the way it is. Somebody said half-ass dubstep. I won't put it that way, but it does sound kind of sort of like a – it sounded like something that was working its way up to dubstep, but now dubstep's on its way out. So you know what I'm saying? It's not terrible. Yeah. You know what? Here's something encouraging, man. It's not bad. I would say work on something that has some more layers to it, a little more variety, something that doesn't sound as dubsteppy as this.
Yeah, it just sounds very rudimentary and repetitive.
And to be honest with you, a lot of beats are kind of like that.
Yeah, but this one felt like it was building up to something. And then when you fast forward, it was still just doom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot of highs and lows.
Right. Well, you know what the problem is. I mean, and I hear from a lot of my producer friends. They sit in the studio. They hear the same beat 1,000 times. They add one or two layers, and they think it's enough because they've been in that room locked, for hours and hours. And they're like, here it is, right?
Yeah.
And I promise you, whoever this guy is, it's going to sound annoying, but you got to spend another 3 months and build upon what you just did right there. Because they want to put it out and they want feedback.
I got you. You know what it is? I can tell you exactly what it is. Not bad. If someone listens to beats, not bad. It doesn't sound like something that you would just kind of listen to as, just straight up music for it, itself. It sounds like music that the free music that you get off of YouTube or another service where you get it to be used in your videos, like background music for something. YouTube has a service where people make music and make beats and all kind of stuff, and you and it's your music that you can use to put in your video. It sounds like music that would be used for like a video where guys are, you know, intro to a video. Guys out there doing pranks and they're playing this music in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounds like to me. Not bad. I say if you're working on music as a DJ, move make it a little more layered, a little more rich. I mean, I don't know. You're the musician here. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, he's eager and he wants to put something out. So to that, I actually commend you. But yeah, there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and I don't think it's bad. Believe me, I've heard bad.
Shows
promise.
Yeah.
Not here to break. See that turned around for you.
Yeah, not here to break in. Man, people think we want to sit up here and like tear somebody apart. Look, if you could give me something terrible, I would tear it apart. But I ain't here to be an asshole, be mean about it. Oh, let's see here. Hope that helped, though, man.
Yeah.
All right. And that is it. We're out of here. Shut up. I'm messing with you, man. Felix sneezed, and I said, "Shut up." I'm messing with you, man. I'm not being serious. Hey, God bless you. Yes. As we go out, how long are you gonna be here, man?
Till Friday.
You know, come on up real quick before we get you out of here. You know, I was playing with you earlier, right? Yeah, you come in on the Twitch stream sometime.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good to see you. Now we're on our way out, but we got Julian here. Julian, how you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing well. How's your trip been so far? You got in today, though, right?
Yeah, like at 1:00. And I was supposed to come in tomorrow, but I was like, screw it. I'm not trying to be at the house all day, so I just came today.
Got you. You know what? He came to see a movie with us today. Went to go see Glass. We're gonna be giving our review of that tomorrow. What did you think about Glass?
I thought it was better than Split.
Okay.
I honestly liked it. Not better than Unbreakable, but better than Split.
Okay. If you were to rate it, what would you rate it? And on our rating system?
A matinee.
Matinee. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We'll have our review tomorrow. We'll see if we agree with young Julian over here.
Yes, sir.
And Julian, so you're leaving Friday. You coming in tomorrow?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then. All right. Well, we look forward to it. And then we can share our review with you and tell you how full of shit you are. Nah, man. It's been a pleasure having you. It's good talking to you in the Twitch streams, too. I like having to put a face to people I see all the time. So thanks for coming through, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice. He's looking to move here.
Are you? Well,
yeah,
come talk to the mic right there.
April or May.
So are you looking for a job here?
Yeah, intern here.
Oh, you want to intern?
Yes, sir.
Nice. What do you want to intern in?
With you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Man.
Oh, you said here.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
yeah.
You mean on Earth?
So, yeah, I'm going to transfer jobs to one down here and try to intern here.
What do you do now?
At Academy.
I work at Academy. I think I heard you telling somebody that a little while ago. Like, all right. So.
Dicks, yeah.
Hey, man. Well, if you can make it down here, we'd love to have you do that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I like you already. I like the way when I told him earlier, come here, he came. See, we're already off to a good start. Nah, man. That's all right, man. That is it.
God damn.
You know what's crazy that happened today, though?
Don't care. No, what's up? I'm kidding. No, what's up, man? I'm just messing. No, what happened today?
A lady literally almost stole $30 from me.
What? Wait a minute.
Literally, like, so I was trying to get gas on the way here, and like, there's at this pump, but it messed up, so I left and went to a whole nother pump. And when I left to another pump, my card was still in the other one that left. And like, she's like filling up, and I'm looking at her. Look at me. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, that's my card right there. Or like my car was with me, but it was still in that system, whatever. So she like fills it up, and I go inside and talk to the guy, and I'm like, "Hey, did she just use my card or what?" And it was like,
"So what happened? You left your card in the?"
It wasn't in the, but it was like still like it was there, but
the transaction hadn't been canceled.
Like, I didn't cancel.
But usually, like when you hang the pump back up, that cancels.
That's what I thought, and it didn't work.
Oh, so you had your card with you?
Yeah. So but I thought if I left, it would just automatically cancel itself.
Right,
out.
Right.
But it didn't.
It should.
Yeah. So I went inside and I was like, "Hey, did she use my card?" And they were like, "Yeah." I said, "So how much did she put on it?" And they told me $30. And I was like, "I only used $10. So how she end up putting more than me?" I'm like,
"Because it wasn't her money." That's why.
Yeah. I'm like, "She ran my card all the way up." So they was like, "Yeah, don't worry about it. We got you. We'll refund the money." I was like, "Well, thank you."
Okay.
Well, okay. Nice. No, man. I don't blame you for going in and taking care of that. You should. But on the flip side, if you walked up to a tank and saw there was still some money on it, would you? you thinking the same?
Oh, but no, man. You know, I ain't like that, man. Bullshit. Yeah, you are.
But literally, like, he didn't even think about it, though.
You
it was
be
like
topping his shit
off. Yeah. And call his friends too,
and getting premium.
Really, it was so quick.
The Lord done bless me today. Premium it is.
It was so quick. I'm like, usually you got to put a card or something in there. It take a little bit, but no, she filling up real quick. I was like, hold on. Oh,
but
now.
She was doing it fast.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Gotta make that getaway.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at her. I'm like, so what are you doing?
Well, let me. Okay, so was it
filling that tank up?
Yeah. Was it a situation where you got your gas and you walked away and she was scoping you out? Or did she just walk up there and see
where
there
she
was...
came from? She was like a cop or something. I don't know.
Yeah, brother.
I don't know where she came from.
I think she saw there was still something on the tank and she could get some gas.
No, it said zero on it. Everything was said zero. I never used it.
Well, that's how she knew it was on.
Yeah.
She's probably already behind you waiting for you to get done and use that pump.
Yeah.
And then you switched to a different one. She pulled up to it.
And when it's all zeros, that means the pump is ready.
Yeah.
for your ass.
Yeah.
Because when the pump is off, it just shows the previous transaction.
That's right. That's
$27.95 or whatever. When it's all zeroed, it's like, well, shit.
Yeah, no.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's true. If I go up to a pump and it says all zero and I put it in and gas starts coming out.
And I ain't paying nothing.
Yeah. I'm going for it.
Yeah. I'm let me tell you.
Oh, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Let me tell you what you did, man. You something happened where you didn't put that thing back right. It was still going. She saw that. And you know what she did? She walked up and she it's like she heard the tank. That means this shit's still going. So she just said, well, ain't nobody around. And I like, yeah, fuck it. I like the way you say that. I like the way you say, man. When I left with zero, but it got to 30 real quick, didn't it?
I was like, man, I wouldn't have been tripping. She put 5 or 10, but 30, like, wow.
That's how much it takes to fill a car.
Yeah, cost me $30 today to fill my car.
20-25.
So, yeah, you know, maybe if she was filling up a lawnmower or something, it would be. But she was filling up her car, man. I'm not saying that. Look, you're right. Because if I had seen that, I'd be honest with you. I'm being completely honest. I would have.
You would have done it too?
No. I would have cut it off, and I would have started over again. Because I you don't know what's happening. Yeah. A situation like yours. But at the same time, you know, I know people got opportunities. I probably would have got about $5. Yeah,
there's no way. That's one of those where you go like, ooh, my lucky day.
And I was like, I'm not in like no Christmas giving spirit right now. I'm like,
I don't know, brother.
No.
Like you kind of were.
Yeah.
You sure let her get away with it.
Yeah. Somebody who wasn't in Christmas giving spirit.
Yeah, this you drove off.
I should have got the license plate. Oh, so
you know, she probably...
Yeah, I would love to see the expression on the cop's face when you go, that woman got gas on my pump.
It was $30.
It's $30.
You put out an APB. Call Batman. Fuck the Penguin. This is important.
Yeah, man.
I would have filled my shit up in a second.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you that right now. Don't you ever do that shit in front of me. You better put that pump back right, goddamn. Because I will fill my shit up.
That is true. I bet you ain't going to let that shit happen no more.
Dude.
I bet you be banging that shit about 5 times.
It was like, if it happened somewhere else, you probably would never got your money back. And I was like, you're probably right. Quick Trip had my back.
Yeah, you weren't in that Christmas giving mood shit. You were that day.
Not at all.
You made somebody there.
That time has passed. Shit. I know
filled up my car and told other people, like, hey, come over here.
Yeah, come over here and get some of this shit. You want to get it out of this?
Yeah, you might as well put a bow on that gas tank.
Nope.
You gave some shit away that day. Merry Christmas. And a happy new year.
I was like, man, I put $10 on my tank. She put a whole $30.
You know what's funny? Like, you did get your money back. You got your money back. But that bitch just won, dude. Yeah, she won.
She did.
She won.
She probably calling her friends. Look, I got free. Look at y'all. Yo.
Well, no, she did.
Yeah. She won. Yeah, I ain't no know, man. I'm glad you got your money back.
Like that makes a difference. Like, man, I only used $10. Well, she needed 30. she needed to fill her tank.
My friend was like, "At least you got your money back." I'm not in no giving mood.
But what were you on? Were you on a go kart or something? Were you on a Vespa or something?
I was in a Toyota.
I love how you're like. I only got 10. She had to take 30. Like, if somebody's going to steal from you, it's okay to steal from you, but there's limits to this.
There's limits to it. Steal reasonably.
Like five, you know.
Well, I want you to maybe, be off reasonably.
Maybe he had a bad day. But what? A whole 30?
I love saying he keeps focused on two things. A whole 30 and... I ain't no giving move. Yeah, yeah, but you got your money back. I don't care. I ain't no giving move.
Yeah, man, you sitting up and talking about why
damn it, shit.
I've been trying to talk on this motherfucker all night. God damn. Yeah, man, I'm sorry. Nah, man, he got your money back. That's all that matters. All right.
And it can make his debit, so I got it quick. So
okay, all right. Well, you know, live and learn, man. Yeah. Some people say it's an expensive lesson, but you got your money back.
You got your money back. Yeah. Yeah. So you're probably gonna do it again.
Yeah, probably do it tomorrow. Let me try again. License plate.
Shit, if all I know, you might have paid for all them burgers at the White House.
Yeah, Tim O'Bunch, yeah. You could have.
Left his car to the drive-thru.
Oh. That was crazy about what you were saying about, like, the food being cold. I wonder if Trump was like, well, it was a refrigerator. Or not a refrigerator, like a microwave around the corner. I mean, y'all can go
heat it up. Back up.
You really can't.
Nobody wants that shit.
What happens when you try to heat it back up?
Tastes like shit.
Yeah. It gets rubbery.
That's what I want to know. Does it get chewy?
Like the bread gets chewy.
Yeah, everything's just, you know, you can't heat fries back up.
Yeah, I didn't eat Burger King for 10 years because I went in there one time to get a Whopper, and I watched them take the burger and stick it in a microwave and then give it to me. And I was like,
man.
No.
You were right about that.
What did I refund it?
You were right. Those fries. Ketchup. Yeah, you can't eat fries again.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Once they drop below room temperature, over. Even room temperature is dicey.
Yeah, I guess I just don't eat a lot of old leftover fast food. You know, I know people like leave it in the microwave and shit day.
No.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's it. You either eat it then or don't eat it at all.
Yeah, it's fast food. You either eat it fast.
Put that shit in the car.
What'd you say? You eat in the car today? You had fast food today?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
McDonald's.
Okay. But them little burgers, man.
I know. You keep showing that picture. I'm like, all right. They tore down a McDonald's close by my house.
They tore down.
Well, they said remodeling. And I was like, remodeling? Y'all tore it down to just rubble. But apparently they do plan to rebuild a thing.
Okay.
McDonald's will go out of business.
That is true, man. That is true. I've only seen one McDonald's go out of business. That was for some reason, it's just so much competition on a college campus that like if you put a Chick-fil-A next to a McDonald's, McDonald's going to be gone.
Well, it's funny. One of the things I noticed when I moved here from Houston was how few McDonald's there are in Austin. Because in Houston, I can map the city by the McDonald's.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, people. Well, let's get out of here so we can go get these burgers real quick.
Have our presidential special.
Yeah. What did Sammy say? Have a presidential meal tonight. Yeah. All right. Get on out of here. Well, thank you guys for being here late. I appreciate it, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Martin, thank you so much.
You bet.
Julian.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Big money man over here. Giving gas away to everybody.
Whoa.
Yeah, man.
I'm 21. But my birthday.
Oh, that's right. 20.
I forgot.
Are you 21 now?
Yeah. 38 minutes ago.
Oh, congratulations, man. You made it.
Yeah. I don't know how. I made it.
Hey. You know what?
Let's now go. You give it all that gas.
Yeah.
It's my birthday. Yeah. I have some gas.
Let's go get some drinks tonight. Alcohol's on you. Just leave your card at the bar. We'll take care of it.
As long as they give me the money back.
Yeah, y'all done had to get $30 worth of
drinks. $30
worth of drinks tonight.
I only got five. I'm not in a given mood.
Hey, I'm going to go run it up.
All right, y'all. We are out of here. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. What brought you in here tonight, DJ Maz?
Surprise.
Well, we were surprised. Yeah. How's the show going?
Going well.
Nice. Going well. Yeah, very nice.
Show on Saturday.
Nice.
Y'all doing True Detective on Saturday?
True Detective, Fire Festival, Carmen San Diego, Punisher. Yeah.
Yeah. Punisher out. Comes out Friday.
Oh, shit.
Friday the 18th. All right, everybody. That is it. Remember,
subscribe. Remember to always, always check out dtmerch.com. Didn't hit y'all with that tonight because we ran here late. So y'all got a break from it. And also, remember the cruise coming up. And we have
Toronto.
April. Yeah, Toronto in April. I'm going to put on tickets for that pretty quickly. And that is that. Anything else from anybody before we get out of here?
No.
All right, then. Well, Julian, happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you.
And we will see you guys soon. I can't eat no burgers tonight. I was so hungry today. I bought two of those hot dogs at the theater.
You did?
Yeah.
Jesus, no. Man.
They weren't as bad as regular movie hot dogs.
No. I don't mind how they taste. I mind how much they charge you for
them. Yeah, their price is ridiculous.
Yeah, mm-mm. Yeah. It wasn't that bad. It was $6.
A piece?
Yeah, $6 a piece. Yeah. What they do, they put on a – so you get to get all this shit like they give you this big-ass wheat bun, mm-hmm. and then you get to put like cheese and onions and sauerkraut, jalapenos, tomatoes, lettuce. So you can make it like a burger almost.
But I feel like they have all those same fixings at convenience stores, like at the 7-Eleven around the corner where it's two for a dollar.
No, it ain't the same. No, they ain't got the – no, they don't have those same things
over there. What theater is it?
Highland.
How long did it take you to finish it? Like 5 seconds?
No, they're big, man. They're actually really big.
Okay.
No, I couldn't even finish both of them.
So the one
Yeah. No, they were good. Actually,
the theater I go to, them things are small, and they cost about $5-6.
Really?
So I get the large popcorn.
Did the person behind you get $30 worth? Man, look at all these hot dogs. You know you're going to let that down.
Yeah. Never. My mama's going to tell me about it, too.
Oh, nah, man. We just messing with you. All right, everybody. We are out. And remember, we're not streaming. We're always thinking about you. So please, please, please don't hesitate to pop up on the keyboard and type in for us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Email us. Ain't got questions, comments, compliments, insults, input in. Want to be part of the show? Too late. We're done. We're out of here. But we'll be back with more shows. So in that email, put your phone number, put Skype contact. Bam! I'll be home. Holler at you. I'll go to the house call. On the Instagram, type in double_toasted. On Twitter, type in double_toasted. On Facebook, type in double_toasted. Once a proud time of me, Corey.Coleman.5. I'm too busy to holler at people. Mr. Thomas.
You find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, join the group The Children of Toast. Billy, they'll find you here or at Esther Spotless.
Esther Spotless. Credit card.
A walking Santa Claus.
I'll be at the Shell station down the street. You can find me with my car sticking out the tank. Julian, happy birthday one more time. Thanks for coming into the world famous Dope Toast Studios. Now with two stank ass couches. Appreciate it. Hey, y'all be like Julian. Come down and see us. Email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let's be visiting Austin. Come on down here and watch a show. And give us some details. Give you back some details. That way we can accommodate you. All right, everybody. That is it. Had a good time. Talk to you later. Until then, I hate to say because I had so much fun with you, but we have to say good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and whenever you are listening to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.